As central Nebraska takes on the colors of fall, the breeze picks up a bit, the temperature drops, and the ice forms. It's times like this when the breeze becomes the storm. The Breeze 94.5 is proud to present Tri-City Storm Hockey. It's time for hockey in the heartland. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffron.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new season of Storm Hockey here for 2012-2013. I'm Jared Shaffron, the new voice of the Tri-City Storm. It's great to be with you here tonight for tonight's game at the Mystique Community Ice Center here in Dubuque. The Storm taking on the Dubuque Fighting Saints here to open the season. And I'd like to welcome you all into the Viero Wireless pregame show here tonight. The Viero Wireless is sponsoring pregame show all season. A great sponsor for us here at the Storm. Check them out at the Viero Event Center in their store, and it'll be their pregame show for the entire season. Once again, the Storm facing the Dubuque Fighting Saints here tonight in a battle of two teams that faced each other just about a week ago in the Fall Classic at the Sioux City Arena in Sioux City just a week ago. Dubuque actually won that game in a shootout. It was a very close game, a one-goal game the entire way. Tri-City actually tied the game up with 0.3 seconds left on the clock, brought it into a shootout, and fell in that one. Dubuque went 5-1 in the preseason, and here tonight, we're going to get the season started off here for the Storm, and the Storm this season have plenty of returners here on this team. A lot of guys to talk about from last season that are back. Some forwards, Trevor Moore, Tim Lappin, Tim Bonner, Mike Vecchione. Those guys are going to be key components to the offense this season for Tri-City. In goal, there's just one returner for the Storm. That would be number 33, Christian Fry, and he's going to get the start tonight in goal. We'll talk about him a little bit more as he's coming back to the Storm for a second season. And this game against Dubuque, obviously a top team here. They finished third in the Eastern Conference last season. They swept Team USA in the first round of the playoffs before falling to the Indiana Ice in the second round. Going to be a very good game here tonight at the Mystique Community Ice Center. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to hear from Coach Josh Howgie in the Applebee's Coach's Corner. We're also going to talk to you more about this game and set it up for you. The game time is going to be just around 7:35 here tonight. A little bit of a later start on Friday night here in Dubuque. Tri-City as well on Friday night games in Tri-City and Kearney will actually start at 7:30. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with more of the Viero Wireless pregame show when we return. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Stewing and fretting, wondering and worrying, wishing and hoping is not what car buying is about. And it's certainly not what it's about at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. With the Midway Advantage and hassle-free pricing, it's car buying made easy. And during the Summer Clearance Event, it's car buying made fun. And right now, with a Midway new Ram selection of over 35 to choose from and discounts of up to $8,000 or more, buying your new Ram truck will be nothing but fun. And fun is what the new Jeep Grand Cherokee and the new new Jeep Compass are all about. These go-anywhere-you-want-to-go SUVs will get you to your destination in comfort and style. For families, nothing beats the versatility and roominess of a new Chrysler Town & Country. Stow-and-go seating means you can make it just the way you want it. Over 10 to choose from right now with super savings during the summer clearance event at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Viero Wireless pregame show. I'm Jared Schaffern getting you set to go here from Dubuque for the Storm opening game of the season. Tri-City facing Dubuque here in this first game. Very exciting new season for Josh Howji's club. And we're going to get you the Complete Nutrition game comparisons right now. Complete Nutrition, once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season. Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney, one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. Looking at these two teams, as I mentioned before, the Tri-City Storm returning a lot of players from last season. Trevor Moore, one of the offensive leaders, he scored 12 goals and 32 points. Tim Bonner had 21 goals for 30 points. Mike Vecchione registered 10 goals, 19 assists. And those guys are going to be key for Josh Howji this season. Few Storm players starting the season on the injured reserve list. That would be Jared Linnell, Taylor Munson, Grant Opperman is also injured. And then some guys who just out of the lineup tonight, that'll be Jason Cotton, one of the newcomers here at Tri-City. Also out of the lineup tonight, Ryan Ivey and defenseman Eli May. And I mentioned before, goaltender Marcus DeBoye also not suited up tonight for the Storm. And they got a lot of returning players to look at. We talk about goalie Christian Fry. He's going to be a key component to the net minding situation. New guy is going to be Johan Mattsson out of Sweden. He played last season in the OHL with the Sudbury Wolves, and he's a seventh-round draft pick for the Chicago Blackhawks. So big expectations for him in net this season for the Storm. Defensemen that return, we have a bunch of different guys who are a little bit new, but Josh McArdle is going to be one of those big guys returning on defense from last season. Dylan Mahler as well. Some new guys, Cutler Martin, Garrett Cecere, and Nolan Glukowski to go along with Johnny Raboski, one of the returning guys. Over on the other side for Dubuque returning five players this season. On the blue line, Kyle McKenzie and Mike Downing. And up front, Shane Sooth, one of their top leading scorers, and Eric Freshy are back. The only other returner they have is in goal, and that's Connor Girard. He will not be the starting goaltender tonight. It'll be Arthur Bry who will be in net for Dubuque. And, you know, definitely a tough matchup here between both of these teams. As I mentioned, Dubuque going 5-1 in the preseason. One of those wins came over Tri-City in a shootout. And right now, as we prepare for the season to start, we're going to head to the Applebee's Coach's Corner, where I sat down with head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji, just a few moments ago. Jared Schaffern here with head coach of the Storm, Josh Howji, here in the Applebee's Coach's Corner before tonight's game, the season opening game with the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Coach, how are you feeling today before the game?
Yeah, it's a great day. You know, it's the start of the hockey season. These are for real now. I'm just excited to be here and ready to get her going.
How does it feel to have this clean slate starting right from the beginning here with the team, a full season, and after coming in halfway through last year?
This is something that... For me, I've been aspiring to, and it's a dream come true. So to start from the beginning of the year, I could not be more happy and more excited for it. And just the whole process in itself, it's just so fun to be a part of and ready for this first one to get going.
You had a tight game with Dubuque in the preseason. Did you learn anything from that game that might help you guys tonight?
Well, I think our start needs to be, you know, important for us. We came out really flat. I think the first 10 minutes of the game, they really took it to us, and we were standing around a little bit, and that was a problem for us in the preseason. So for us, the focus is going to be that first shift and just building off of every shift after that.
Tonight in net, we're going to see Christian Fry, and I know you had a bit of a tough decision on who you're going to go with tonight. What factored into that decision?
You know, Christian's your great teammate. He's an unbelievable kid and an outstanding goaltender. He's done everything the right way. Johan Mattsson has really pushed him, and Marcus has done a good job. Marcus took a little injury, so he put himself out of the equation that way. But Johan has pushed him, and it really came down to, you know, it could have been a coin flip, but when a kid does everything right, he's always there supporting his teammates and just does things the right way. You can't take the net from him, and that was what it came down to tonight.
What do you feel like the confidence is for him and for the team, knowing that he's been here, he's, you know, been in the USHL for a little while, and do you feel like the guys who are out in front of him might play a little bit looser in front of him?
Well, I think so, and I think that they'll play hard for him. I mean, you got a goaltender that every day is battling hard in practice. He'll fight for every rebound. He'll do everything you ask of him and more. And so the guys all know that, and they'll play hard and be loose for him.
Right now, opening night, what's the most important thing that you're hoping to see from your team early on? I know you mentioned the slow starts a little bit in the preseason. What's that biggest thing you're hoping to see from the team?
I just want to see us compete hard. I mean, we've still done it, you know, for 30 minutes a night in the five preseason games. We haven't done it for a full 60 minutes. And learning to have that mentality of every time you come out, you're going to compete, you're going to battle, you're going to do all the little things well. And we have enough skill that all that other stuff will take care of itself with the ability and the skill level that we have. But if they're doing the little things and playing hard for a full 60, we'll be in a good spot.
A few of your forwards are injured coming into this season, so lacking a little bit of offensive identity in the beginning. What did you tell your forwards here to start the season? What do you want to see from them?
Well, we're strong. We feel from 1 to 15 right now up front, and, you know, it stinks that we're missing some guys, and, you know, we're not going to make any excuses. It's going to be a long season. We're going to have a lot of guys that get hurt throughout the year because we're going to play hard, and it's just when somebody goes down, someone else is going to need to step up, and I feel we have enough talent to do it even with the guys that we're missing. The big thing for us is just to be aggressive on the forecheck, finish hits, and really just establish a presence in front of the net so we can, you know, get some dirty goals and bang some in.
All right, Coach, thanks very much for joining us in the Applebee's Coach's Corner. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot. Fun to be here with you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ Hastings.
I'm sitting at midcourt, and the last time around, the wave took out half of my Coke, and it's coming again.
The wave is coming.
We, the fans, must stop this wave and protect our Coke. It's still coming. Cheerleaders, fire the t-shirt guns. Buzzer guy, distract them with buzzing. Wolf, howl. Hold on!
Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Viero Wireless pregame show here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. I'm Jared Shaffrin, bringing you all the information you need before the Storm get their season underway here tonight with the Dubuque Fighting Saints at the Mystique Community Ice Center. Everyone's getting pretty pumped up here as we count down the minutes to the beginning of the season. Right now, we're going to get you the midway score update here in the USHL. Scoreboard watching already this season, as a few games are underway here on the East Coast, a little bit an hour ahead of us on Central Time here in Dubuque. A full slate of games for the USHL tonight. I believe 14 of the 16 teams get their season underway. The first game, Des Moines and Team USA already in the second intermission in that one. It is 1-1. Both goals scored in the second period. Sonny Milano has the goal for Team USA. Zach Saar has the goal for Des Moines. Once again, 1-1 through two periods. Omaha is leading Youngstown 2-1. In that game as well, there's 2:36 left in the second period. Omaha leading 2-1. Drew Melanson and Tyler Hines with the goals for Omaha. Alfred Larson with the goal for Youngstown. 2-1 Lancers. Third game in action already. Waterloo and Green Bay tied 1-1. 13:07 left to go in the first period. So that one kind of just underway. Two quick goals for Waterloo, Justin Kluse, and for Green Bay, Alex Kyle. Once again, 1-1 early on in the first period between Waterloo and Green Bay. Sioux Falls and Lincoln have yet to get underway. That game being played in Lincoln tonight. Indiana is visiting Chicago, where the Storm will travel to for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., you can hear all the action live on the Breeze when the Storm take on Chicago. Right now, Chicago and Indiana haven't started. Sioux City and Fargo is the other matchup tonight in Fargo, and we're going to get our game underway in just a few moments here from the Mystique Community Ice Center in Dubuque. Moving on, we'll have the Burger King lineups and the goalie matchups here tonight, presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Looking at the lineups here tonight for the visiting Dubuque Fighting Saints. A couple guys who we've seen already early in the preseason in the starting lineup. Alex Fossen will be the left wing for Maple Grove, Minnesota. Fossen wearing the number 25 at center. Mike Smatula. And Smatula also was in the first game between these two teams in the preseason. A commit to Sacred Heart. And he's from Commerce Township in Michigan. And on the right wing, we see Jared Privatera commit to Boston University. He's wearing number 20. Privatera's brother, Alex, also plays at Boston University. He's a native of Old Tappan, New Jersey. On defense for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, Nicholas Nevalainen. Left defense, he's from Finland. Wears number 17. Kyle McKenzie will be at the right defense position from Philadelphia, wearing number 3. In goal tonight, the start for Dubuque is Arthur Bry. 6 foot, 155 pounds from Yorba Linda, California. Bry gets the start tonight for the Fighting Saints and for your Tri-City Storm. Starting lineup here tonight. First game for the Storm. Number 18, Tim Lappin will be the left wing. Tim Bonner is the center on that line, wearing number 19. And Mike Vecchione on the right wing. You'll notice all three of those players are returning players. Vecchione over the summer committed to Union College. He's very excited to be heading to the East Coast for his college hockey. And he is from Saugus, Mass., originally just outside of Boston. Tim Bonner committed to Yale. He'll center that line. On defense, the left defense, Garrett Cecere, a new guy to the team from West Des Moines, Iowa, playing in his home state. He's very excited about that for tonight. He's a commit to Colorado College. Last season played for the Janesville Jets. He'll wear number 7. On the right defense, it's Josh McArdle from Roscoe, Illinois. McArdle's a returning player here from the Storm. He will wear number 2. In net will be number 33 from Arlington, Texas. Christian Fry, last season, played a little bit with the Des Moines Buccaneers, and now he will be the starting goaltender here tonight for the Tri-City Storm. Now we'll move on to the New West Sports Medicine Keys to Victory here tonight. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is the full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney, located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us. Keys to victory here tonight. I got a few things written down for the Storm. We saw a very positive preseason for the Storm. They won the Clyde Iron Cup up in Duluth, Minnesota, going 2-0. And then they had 1-2 and one of those losses to Dubuque in overtime in the Fall Classic in Sioux City last week. Those keys to victory, I'm looking at the Storm getting out to a fast start. Coach Josh Housley's mentioned it a few times now. He's very, very focused on his team getting out to a positive fast start because they haven't had one the last couple games in the preseason. Good goaltending is always key, and Christian Fry will be big tonight in goal for the Storm. And the strong veteran leadership of the Storm is going to have to be very important for them, bringing back a bunch of guys here to this lineup. The veteran leadership is key. They're going to need to have those guys who have been in the lineup be big for them tonight. Looking at this Storm lineup, other than the starters, you look at some of these guys. We got a second line of Trevor Moore, Brian Ward, and Garrett Gomez. Gomez is a new guy out of Chino Hills, California. He'll be on the right wing of that line, and those three look great together in the preseason. They really came together. Trevor Moore was hot. He scored a bunch of points. He scored in the Fall Classic. He scored 4 points in just the three games. He's going to be going to Denver in just a little while. He's a young guy. He's a 1995 birth year, so he's got plenty of time. Trevor Moore on the left wing. Brian Ward, one of the oldest guys on this team, a 1992 birth year out of Haverhill, Mass. This is Ward's third season with the Storm after playing in Dartmouth for a little bit last year, coming back to the Storm. And he's going to be a key for them, one of those veteran leaders on this team. The third line, Heikki Liedes, Joel Lesperance, and Kyle Eastman. Liedes is a returning guy. Lesperance is a big 6'2" center in the middle of that third line. And Kyle Eastman out of Angola, New York, near the Buffalo area, played for the Buffalo Junior Sabres. He's a guy the coaching staff is very high on. They're very excited for him to be in the lineup, and he's just pumped to be in a Tri-City Storm jersey. He's told me a bunch of times, can't wait to get the season started. On the fourth line, Chase Berger, Peter Halish, and Ryan McMurphy. A couple newcomers there. Chase Berger played a few games for the Storm last season. He's off the affiliate list, plays for the St. Louis Blues AAA team in St. Louis. He's committed to Penn State University. On defense, in addition to Cesar and McArdle, Dylan Maller, Cutler Martin will be one of the pairs. Maller is a commit to New Hampshire. He's from Parkland, Florida. He's returning to the team for a second season. Cutler Martin out of East Lansing, Michigan, right near Michigan State. He's yet to pick a school, but Martin's a very, very key cog on defense. 6'1", 205 pounds, is a big guy. The other two defensemen in the lineup tonight, Johnny Hrabowski and Nolan Glukowski. Hrabowski from Hummelstown, Pennsylvania. Glukowski from Wixom, Michigan. So we're going to get set to go here from the Mystique Community Ice Center. Just trying to wrap things up here in the Viero Wireless pregame show. They're doing the starting lineups right now for the Dubuque Saints, Fighting Saints, and the Tri-City Storm. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the drop of the puck here in Dubuque. The Tri-City Storm getting their season ready to start here on your home for Tri-City Storm Hockey, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The Tri-City Storm invites you to join the chase for affordable family fun.
Be at the home opener
on Friday, October 5th versus the Sioux City Musketeers. It's the first ever Free Kids Friday. Plus, the first 500 kids get a free Storm jersey.
That's right.
Free Storm jersey. It's also Barn Party Night with hayrack rides, free s'mores, drink specials,
and so much more.
It's sure to be a legendary home opener for the Tri-City Storm. Get your tickets now by calling 338-8011. That's 338-8011. Or visit stormhockey.com. On Friday, October 5th, Storm Hockey is back. Presented by Vieira.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Events Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
1, 2, 3, 4!
The music you love. The times you remember. The show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale October 19th at kearneyevents.com and the Arena Box Office.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Healthcare reform is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us.
Count on us to guide you on the road ahead.
To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of gatherings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the storm. Conveniently located right of the Kearney exit next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today, 308-234-2541.
Stewing and fretting, wondering and worrying, wishing and hoping is not what car buying is about. And it's certainly not what it's about at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. With the Midway Advantage and hassle-free pricing, it's car buying made easy. And during the summer clearance event, it's car buying made fun. And right now, with a Midway new Ram selection of over 35 to choose from and discounts of up to $8,000 or more, buying your new Ram truck will be nothing but fun. And fun is what the new Jeep Grand Cherokee and the new Jeep Compass are all about. These go-anywhere-you-want-to-go SUVs will get you to your destination in comfort and style. For families, nothing beats the versatility and roominess of a new Chrysler Town & Country. Stow-and-go seating means you can make it just the way you want it. Over 10 to choose from right now with super savings during the summer clearance event at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
So what does a good time sound like?
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tri-City Storm Hockey starts now! Time to take to the ice and get the game underway. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Let's get to the puck drop. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffron.
Welcome back to the Mystique Community Ice Center here in Dubuque, Iowa. Tri-City and Dubuque getting ready to start things off here in the 2012-2013 USHL season. You've entered the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Having trouble finding your game? Try Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. There's so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You're sure to find your game and your fun. Stop by a Nebraska Lottery retailer to play today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. As we get set to go here at the Mystique Community Ice Center, seats here are all red, so it's got a Dubuque red feeling to it. Dubuque will be going left to right on your radio dial, wearing their white uniforms with red numbers and letters. Also some red lines that are horizontal throughout the jersey. Red helmet for Dubuque. Tri-City's in their purple uniforms going right to left, and they have white lettering, white numbering, and some nice trim. It's all purple and white here for the Storm. They win the faceoff, and Garrett Cecere will bring things into the zone. Dumps it in deep into the corner, and now the Storm will try to set up. McArdle keeps it in at the point. Try to dump it in deep. Chance for Vecchione, but it was batted out of the zone by Alex Fossen. McArdle gets to it at the red line and dumps it in deep. Played for by Bry behind the net. Privatera on the near side wall throws a far cross-ice pass to Fossen. Fossen up to Privatera. He chips it into the Storm zone. Picked up by Cutler Martin, number 6. Martin, long cross-ice pass to Gomez. Throws a wrist shot in on net. Bry makes the save. Throws it into the near side corner. Picked up by the Storm. Brian Ward has it behind the net. Gomez picks it up. Gomez up to Martin. Martin with a quick wrist shot. Blocked in front by Moore. Didn't get all the way through. And Quenville picks it up for Dubuque. Quenville heading the other way. In onside. Now down low, Dylan Maller is on him. He tried to leave it off there. He did for the captain of this team, Shane Sooth. Sooth tried to pass all the way over for Evan Jansen. That was a little too far ahead of him. Tri-City gets to it. Ward has possession in his own zone. Brian Ward now coming the other way. Long cross-ice pass over to Gomez. Gomez gets to it, dumps it into the zone. The Storm go off on a full team line change. Dubuque now with the puck in their own zone. It's Jeff Taylor who picks it up. Thrown in deep. Once again by Eastman now for the Storm. They still have possession. Behind the net. Oh, it goes around to the far side. Boris Glukowski keeps it in. Now fought for by L'Esperance, who's the center on this third line for Tri-City. Now behind the net. Picked up by Phil Bogie. Seventh defenseman here for Dubuque. They've dressed 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. We get a stoppage of play as Tri-City was offsides after the puck came out. 18:03 left in the first period. We're just underway here in this new season. Dubuque and Tri-City, thanks for listening. I'm Jared Schaffrin, and you're listening here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff just outside of the Dubuque zone, and it's won by the Storm. Halish puts it in deep. Bry out of his net. Plays it around the boards. McMurphy comes in. Nice play to keep it in the zone. Now swung around to the near side wall. Big hit from a new Storm member, Chase Berger. As Berger puts a nice hit on Dubuque. Dubuque comes out with the puck. It's Carlson. He gets hit off the puck. McArdle has it behind his own net. Swings it around to the point. Kept in there by McKenzie. McKenzie throws one in on Fry. First action of the night for Fry. He's able to make the save, and he covers up with 17:34. Left in this first period, we are still scoreless here. Tri-City Storm and Dubuque Fighting Saints. Line changes for both teams here as the faceoff will come to the right of Christian Fry. Storm have their top line out of Tim Lapp and Tim Bonner and Mike Vecchione. Dubuque counters with Frankie DiChiara, John Stevens, and Eric Freshy. Stevens wins the draw, and Dubuque has it. Nevalainen pass, and a quick wrist shot was blocked. Wrist shot came from Freshy. It was blocked all the way out of the zone. And now we're in neutral ice. Stevens leaves a pass over to DiChiara, and he's in on sides. Now down low as it's Cutler Martin. Martin had it for a second, lost it, and now Stevens picks it up in the near side corner. Stevens getting hit there by Martin. Back up to the point to Benning. Quick wrist shot deflection, and Christian Fry makes a nice save with the right pad. Here comes the Storm the other way. Tim Bonner gets to it, dumps it in deep. Storm go off on a line change. Dubuque picks it up behind their own net. That's Benning. Benning, nice pass out in front for Privatera. And now here comes an odd man rush. Quick chance on Fry. Fry makes the save. Didn't know where it was for a second. Puck was right in front of him. Rebound picked up by Brian Ward. He clears it out of trouble. Gets it to the red line and all the way into the Dubuque zone. Nice job by Christian Fry staying with it after he wasn't sure if he had made the save on a low wrist shot. Now Dubuque with the puck. And they get it in on side of Privatera. He gets hit hard by Glukowski. Goes down. Ward picks up the puck. Gives it back to Glukowski in his own zone. Hrabowski. Cross ice pass to Gomez. Gomez dumps it in deep into the near side corner. Storm go off on a defensive change. Cecere and McCardle come on the ice. Dubuque with the puck. Privatera on the near side wall in his own zone, moving into neutral ice. Pass just a few steps ahead of Smatula, and it goes all the way down to the Storm zone for an icing on Dubuque. 16:02 left in the first period. Storm and Fighting Saints are scoreless here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM will be with you for most of the season. A few select games will be on Classic Hits, the Classic Hits station, which is 98.9 if you're scoring at home. Face-off in the Dubuque zone. Tri-City tries to win it forward, but they can't keep possession as Jansen has it. Jansen moves out of the zone but takes a big hit, and Heikki Liedes is there for the Storm, picking back up the puck. Cecere had it, but he turned it back over to Dubuque. Here they come in onside, and now it's Sooth. Cross-ice pass went under Benning's stick at the point and out of the zone, picked up by Taylor. Taylor in his own zone moves the puck up. McCardle got in the way of that pass. He deflects it out of play. We get a stoppage with 15:33 left in the first period here in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. Tri-City Storm and Dubuque Fighting Saints are still scoreless. Shots on goal right now unofficially on the scoreboard here. Saints lead 3-1. As Tri-City had a little bit of a burst early on, but now Dubuque seems to be bringing the pressure a little bit. Dubuque wins the faceoff, dumps it in deep into the Storm zone, fought for it in the near side corner by four different players, two aside. Coming away with it is the captain of the Dubuque Fighting Saints, Shea Sooth, but his pass was a little bit too far ahead of Phil Bogey, and it rolls all the way down to the Dubuque zone. Tri-City has yet to name a captain this season. Coach Josh Haugie has not named his yet. I'm sure that's coming soon as the Storm try to move in onside, but the puck gets thrown all the way down to their zone. The race is won by Hrabowski, and it's an icing on Dubuque. 14:55 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Jared Chaffron with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Thanks once again for listening. We're excited for the Storm home opener coming a week from tonight at the Viero Event Center. You got to be there. Or if you can't, you can listen right here on the Breeze. Storm will face Lincoln in that game, and it should be a good one. Face-off won by the Storm in the Dubuque zone here. Fighting for it alongside the near wall. Vecchione comes away with it. He's got some space. Throws a wrist shot on net. Nice save by Arthur Bry, and he covers up. Stoppage once again with 14:39 left in this first period. Best shot the Storm have gotten thus far tonight. And Vecchione had some space there on the goal line. Took a few steps. Nice wrist shot. And we get a little bit of a break in play here. Chance to reset our broadcast. Shots on goal once again, 3-2 in favor of the Saints. And a lot of things going on here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Storm trying to get out to a quick start. Head coach Josh Haugie discussed a few times with the Storm. He really is excited to get out to a fast start. He wants his returning veterans to show that returning leadership. And, you know, he's looking for a captain right now. Hasn't named a captain yet. There's a bunch of different candidates. You figure that the guys like Tim Bonner, Brian Ward, Heikki Liedes, Vecchione, a couple of returning guys for the Storm that'll be in the running for the captaincy, as they have 12 returning players on this team. And defensively, there's a few guys that are also in the mix, maybe Josh McCardle, as the teams both went over some plays there during the stoppage. They'll come back out. The faceoff is going to be right to the right of Bry, who's the goaltender for Dubuque. Dubuque last season, a third-place team in the East. Storm snuck into the playoffs as the number six seed. Dubuque advanced around. Storm got swept by Waterloo, and Dubuque made it to the second round, but they lost to Indiana. Play back underway now as the Storm win the faceoff in the Dubuque zone. Pucks moved around the behind the net and finally brought out by Frankie DiChiara. He throws it the length of the ice. Once again, a race for it. And Nolan Glukowski wins it for the Storm. That's going to be once again an icing on Dubuque. That is the third icing on Dubuque in this period. 14:22 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Team's Storm goes off on a line change. This has got to be a tired unit here for Dubuque. Brian Ward on the draw for the Storm. He wins it. Gomez tried a shot, but it never got on net. It went wide, kept in by Garrett Cecier. Chance out in front for Gomez once again. He's fought off by DiChiara, and he fanned on a pass, but he got it up to John Stevens, and Stevens dumps it in deep. Cecier had it there, tried to move it along to Gomez. Nice hit by Josh McArdle as he drops his man. Storm able to clear the zone. Another big hit, this time from Trevor Moore, one of the smaller guys in the Storm lineup. He put a good one on Kyle McKenzie of Dubuque. Quenville moves into the zone onside. McArdle takes the puck away from him, leaves it for Moore in the near side corner. Ward turned it over. Quick turnaround shot by Jansen. Easy save for Fry with the right pad. Knocks it over to the far side wall. Dubuque recovers the play, and now it's moved down behind the net on the backboards. Fighting for it is Sooth and Cecier. Sooth tried a wraparound chance, denied there by McArdle. McArdle now with the puck behind the net. Sooth all over him. He's got to stop, try to turn the other way. Now it's Cecier. He rolls it around for Moore. Taylor keeps it in at the blue line. Quick chance on a deflection, and Fry is there with the save. Nice job by Christian Fry in net here for the Storm. Able to make a good save after a deflection in front. Sooth was there. Jansen was there. A couple guys there for rebounds. Fry able to hop on top and make the save. 13:15 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Dubuque Fighting Saints and Tri-City Storm have not seen a goal yet here tonight. 0-0. Faceoff coming from Dylan Gambrell and Joel Lesperance. Dubuque wins the draw. They throw a shot wide of Fry. And now Lesperance picks it up. Throws it over to Hakey Leedace in the near side corner. He dumps it in neutral ice. Eastman overskated the puck for a second. Left it off for Lesperance. He pushed it in to the Dubuque zone. McKenzie around for Neverlinen. And now up to Cutler Martin. Martin at the point. Wrist shot gets deflected. Never got all the way through, and now coming out the other way is Fossen. Tried to find Smatsula, or actually that was Carlson there, but couldn't get to it. Now almost a turnover for Maller in his own zone, but he's able to get the puck back, get to the red line, and dump it in deep. Nice, responsible play for Dylan Maller after almost turning the puck over in his own zone. Big hit by Hakey Leedace on McKenzie, and the puck is thrown all the way around for Jeff Taylor. Cross-ice pass. Peter Halish had just jumped off the bench. He skated through it. Chance to deflect it and put it into the Storm zone as it's Roboski who moves the puck up to Berger. Berger, the only player tonight wearing a cage. Everyone else with a half shield, as Berger just didn't have a half shield with him, coming over from the AAA midget team. As a shot is thrown by Glukowski, a little bit wide of the net, but it got deflected behind the net. Arthur Bry found it in his zone. Hopped on top for a stoppage. 12:04 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Dubuque Fighting Saints 0-0. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff is to the left of Bry in his own zone, won by the Saints. And Quenville has it now, dumps it in neutral ice. Roboski gloved it down there, but it was taken away by McKenzie in the Dubuque Fighting Saints almost offside. But the Storm able to get out of the zone quickly and all the way down the other end. Keegan Ford picks it up. Ford moves it around to the near side boards. McMurphy had it for a second, but he was taken off the puck by Privatera. Moving the other way now is Smatsula, and he dumps it in deep. Garrett Cecier picks it up for the Storm. Behind his own net, he'll wait with the puck. And now coming to get it is Tim Bonner. Bonner, the center on this line, left it up for Berger a little too far. And Benning gets to it in his own zone. Storm, complete a change. Lifted into neutral ice. Cecier played it down there. Left it off for Lappin. Lappin leaves it for McArdle. McArdle in his own zone. Moving forward. Tried to pass in front for Cecier. Too far ahead. Icing waved off. Storm go off on a change. Behind the Dubuque net now. Storm getting after it on the forecheck. It's Tim Bonner in there playing on John Stevens. Bonner does a good job. Turns it, gets a turnover. Up to Cutler Martin, down to Vecchione, and the cycle begins. Bonner behind the net. Excuse me, that's Lappin. Lappin left it for Bonner. It was too far in front. Now a turnover to Bonner. Quick shot, save, rebound, and it was just too far out from Bonner. Now he passes it over to Maller at the point. Maller, quick wrist shot, went over the net. Bonner on the rebound, leaves it off for Vecchione behind the net. Chance in front. Maller at the point. Wrist shot goes high. Becchione on the near side wall. Becchione up top to Martin. Martin faked on a shot, faked again, throws a wrister in, and a big save by Arthur Bryan. He holds on to stop play with 10:18 left in the first period. Here in the Nebraska Lottery first period, the best chance so far for the Storm. A great job by their top line tonight, Lappin, Bonner, and Becchione. Couple chances. Best chances came for Tim Bonner. He had two chances in front of the net. He was able to get possession, throw a good wrister on. The last chance came from Cutler Martin at the left point. And Martin had a clean wrist shot, not really a lot of traffic in front of the net. And Arthur Bry is able to make the save as he got over there just in time. He was had to go from side to side in his crease quite a bit during that play. And he made the saves he needed to. 10:18 left here in the first period. Teams are scoreless. It's the season opener here in Dubuque. The Tri-City Storm will be here all season. As we'll also, tomorrow night, the Storm will play their second game of the season against the Chicago Steel. We'll make the bus trip here tonight over to the Chicago area. And we'll have some more Storm hockey for you tomorrow. That one will be on Classic Hits 98.9. So flip over the dial. Most games here coming on the breeze, but there's a few of them that we have conflicts will be over on Classic Hits 98.9. All games will be on the Storm Radio Network this season. Face-off in the Dubuque zone, won by the Fighting Saints, and they move out the other way into neutral ice. Turnover, though, and Cutler Martin steps in front of that one. Move the puck up to Gomez. He got hit as he was falling down. He tried to get it up to Ward, and now the puck bounces out of play into the Dubuque bench. So we get a stoppage with 10:05 left in this first period. Shots on goal now, 5-4. Unofficially, Saints still leading that count. The Tri-Cities look better the last minute or two. They had a good couple shifts. Now it's Ward who wins the draw to Roboski in neutral ice. Roboski gets to that red line, dumps it in deep. Bry out of his net to play it behind the net. Throws it around the near side wall. Nice job by Roboski keeping it in the zone. He dumps it down low. Moore playing for it on the wall. Got manhandled there by Quenville, though, and he lost the puck. Quenville comes in onside with Smatula and Suth. And now Moore brings it out the other way, up to Ward. Ward leaving it for Gomez. Nice little rush here. Back to Ward. Had a chance, but it fell off his stick. Ward trying to get it back, but he can't, and Jansen gets to it. Out of neutral ice. Nice keep in, though, actually, by Roboski. Never made it to neutral ice. Ward fans on a wrist shot now as the Storm. Very tenacious here, not going away. And they're forechecking as they're about to leave the zone. Now Jansen picks it up. And this time he'll clear. Dumps it all the way deep. A couple men go off on a line change. Roboski is there for the Storm in his own zone. Up to Glukowski. Here come the forecheck from Dubuque. It's Eastman still in his own zone. And now he loses it. Chance for Carlson. Throws it over to Taylor at the point. High shot. Blocked down in front. It looks like it hit the helmet of Glukowski. He looks to be okay. And now it's Hakeylinis moving the other way. Quick wrist shot as he enters the zone. Goes wide. L'Esperance on the near side wall. Couldn't hold it in. Cecere doing a nice job. Keeping it close to the blue line now. Back into the Dubuque zone. 8:40 left in the first period. We're still scoreless. Fry out of his net. Cecere had it. Tried to leave it off for McArdle. Got stuck in his skates. Now Cecere gets it. Dumped back deep. And McArdle picks it up. He's uncontested behind his own net. Now Lides. Lides tried to cross ice pass that bounced over L'Esperance's stick. Cecere gets it out of the zone. Right back in. L'Esperance takes a hit from Fossen. Tri-City still with the puck, though. Now it's McArdle. Gets to the red line. Takes another hit from Fossen. But he moved it up. And now it's Ford. Keegan Ford moved it up to Fossen. Fossen takes a hit. Puck still in the Storm zone. Now it pops out and we get an offsides whistle on Dubuque. 7:59 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City and Dubuque still scoreless here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffron with you for a new season of Storm hockey. Thanks for joining us. We'll be here all year. It's Ward on the draw once again for Tri-City, and he's able to win it. Nice job by the veteran, Brian Ward. One back to Cutler Martin in his own zone. Martin behind the net. Starts out the other way. Leaves it for Maller. Maller dumps it in neutral ice. It's gloved down there by Gambrill. Dumps it in deep. Martin is there. Swings it around. Benning keeps it in on the near side wall. Quick chance in front for Stevens. He put it wide. And he bowled into Christian Fry. There's going to be a penalty on Stevens. He doesn't like the call. He's talking with Cutler Martin. Two of them have some words. Fry able to hold his ground there with John Stevens barreling into him. He put the puck wide, and the Storm looked like they're going to go on the first Century 21 power play of the season. No. It is not. It is actually a penalty to Dylan Maller. They're going to rule that Maller pushed Stevens, and the Storm will actually be shorthanded. It's Dylan Maller who's in the box. Rough break for the Storm there. It looked like Stevens is the one who initiated the contact. Referees say that's not what happened. And Maller has to sit for 2 minutes, 7:36 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period. We'll have to wait to get you on that Century 21 power play. But it'll come as the puck is out of the zone. Storm won the faceoff. Neville Linen dealing with some big-time pressure from Bonner, and he gets to the puck, dumps it in deep. Nice job by Tim Bonner on the shorthanded play. 1:40 left in the penalty to Maller. Now Quenneville in onside, banks it off the boards, gets it down low, behind the net. Maller gets a penalty for cross-checking. It must have been on the hit to Stevens in front of the net. And Dubuque gets the play, dump it in deep. Kept in at the point by Neville Linen. Cross-ice pass, quick shot by Quenneville. Rebound goes wide. Fry losing his balance. Chance in front, it broken up. Nice job by the Storm. Penalty kill to break up that play. 1 minute and 5 seconds left on the power play. Quick shot. Nice save by Fry. Fry getting over to the right post on Quenneville, who teed up a big-time shot from the left circle. Now it's Glukowski. Wins a battle on the boards. Knocks his man down. Shane Suth and clears the puck all the way down the ice. 47 seconds left on the Maller penalty. Dubuque in their own zone, setting up things to go the other way. With the puck, coming the other way was Neville Linen, able to pass the puck off to his teammate Downing, and he goes off on a line change. Now it's Taylor at the top of the point. 30 seconds left on the power play. Taylor holds on it. Now back to Privatera. Now Taylor, Downing, chance in front for DiChiara, and DiChiara got blocked. The puck goes out of the zone. There was a high stick on Dubuque. Play is stopped as they touched up the puck. 19 seconds left on the Dylan Maller penalty. Storm are shorthanded, but because of the high stick to Dubuque, the faceoff goes all the way down to the Dubuque zone to the right of Bry. 5:54 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period here on the Breeze 94.5. In neutral ice now off the draw. Ward, nice job getting to it. Leaves it for Vecchione. Quick 2-on-1. Vecchione back to Ward. He gets taken down. Couldn't get a clean shot off. Here comes Dubuque. Last chance on the power play. Stevens moves it up. Big hit on DiChiara by McCardle. Now McCardle goes after Taylor. We're at even strength. 5:30 left in this period. Kept on by McKenzie. Looked like he was falling out of the zone, but he kept it in. Now McCardle dumps it all the way down. This is going to be an icing on the Storm, as they can't change. 5:18 left in this Nebraska Lottery first period. Shots on goal now 8-4 in favor of the Fighting Saints, but it's scoreless. The Storm kill off their first power play opportunity of the season. And the Storm, you know, I didn't mention before, they were perfect in the preseason. In all five games, they did not allow a power play goal, something that, you know, you can't really say too much about it because it was preseason, but it's a good omen for things starting out here. They're 1-for-1 in the regular season. Play underway now. Dubuque with the puck. They dump it deep into the Tri-City zone. Tri-City was able to win that faceoff and go off on a line change after that icing, so they got some fresh guys out there. It's Cutler Martin behind his own net with some room. Nice job by Maller to create a little diversion. Didn't actually pick the guy off, so it wasn't an interference, but did a nice job. Now offsides on the Storm as they come in a little bit off. 4:49 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Dubuque tied 0-0. No goals on the board just yet. Here at the Mystique Community Ice Center in Dubuque, Iowa. Good crowd here on opening night. Storm will have another one tomorrow at Chicago. Then they're back home for the home opener a week from today. Face-off won by the Storm. Glukowski gets to it, dumps it in deep. We'll see another line change for Tri-City. And now a big hit by L'Esperance. Takes Jansen out of the play, and the Storm pick up the puck. Eastman, cross-ice pass. Nice job by Heikki Liedis. Handled it a little behind him. Throws a wrister in on Bry. Bry makes the save, plays it into the corner. Eastman played it up, but it was to Suth on Dubuque. And now another big hit from L'Esperance. Nice job from Joel L'Esperance. A shot fired in from the point. Easy save for Bry. Hrabowski tried to keep that one in, but it squirted out behind him. And it rolls all the way down to the Storm Zone. 4:10 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period. I'm Jared Schaffrin, play-by-play voice of the Tri-City Storm. I'll be with you all season. Good to have you joining us here for the season opening game in Dubuque. 0-0 thus far. Just under 4 minutes left in the first. Dubuque with the puck as they move out of their own zone. Gomez falls down behind the play. Now they got a wide open man. Quick wrist shot. Saved by Fry. Nice job by Fry. Makes a big time save. I believe Kyle McKenzie came in on the play. He was leading the rush. He came up from defense. And he got a point blank shot on Fry. A lapse in the Tri-City Storm defense. Fry bails the team out with a big time save right there. Still in the Tri-City zone now. It's Trevor Moore who picks up the puck. Moore. Little outlet pass to Gomez. Left it for Ward. Ward got hit, taken off the puck, but a nice job by McCarl getting it right back to Gomez. Now it's Moore. Moore overskates it a bit as he moves into the zone. Quick wrister from Ward. He lifted it just high of the net. Now Cecier moves over to play it, but he lost the puck, and Mallard's got to get back against Stevens. Mallard does a good job breaking up that odd man opportunity for Dubuque. And now Freshy tried to dump it in deep. Stevens had it, leaves it back off for Freshy. Freshy leaves it off for his man, DiChiara. Storm almost had it. Freshy wrist shot just goes wide. Storm had a chance to pick it up. Now they do. Vecchione. Vecchione out ahead of the play as the Storm are going to go off on a change. Vecchione trying to possess the puck. Now finds some space in the slot. Backhanded shot just goes wide of the net. In front was Tim Lappin. Lappin gets to the puck. Now down low. Bonner's there, but he lost it to Freshy. 2:37 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game here in Dubuque. Long cross-ice pass for Vecchione. Vecchione dumps it all the way down. Lappin's there to try to fight for it. Throws a big hit on Jeff Taylor. Dubuque coming the other way. Nice job by Cutler Martin to break up the play. He moved it up to McMurphy. Now he hits Taylor in the Dubuque zone. Dubuque with the puck. It's Taylor. Try to get it out of the zone. Broken up by Berger, but on a second attempt, they do get it the other way. It's Sooth. Sooth leaving it off for Taylor. Taken away by the Storm. They're going to have a chance to go 2-on-2. Halish the other way. Sooth catches up to the play, and the Storm is elect to dump it in deep. They go off on a change. Puck's on the near side wall in the Dubuque zone. Poached back into neutral ice. Picked up by Cecier. Makes a nice play to evade Privatera. Now gets it up to Berger. Berger dumps it in deep. 1:40 left in this period. And now Quenneville picks it up for Dubuque. In neutral ice, Maller, nice hit, picks up the puck, gave it to L'Esperance. L'Esperance pass nowhere near Cutler Martin, who the intended guy was. And it's picked up on the near side wall now in his own zone by Lidas. Lidas brings it into neutral ice, and Benning gets to it, throws a wrist pass the other way. Nice job by Storm defense as Smatula tried to come in. And now it's poked back into the Storm zone, right on Fry. Fry steers it away for Hrabowski. 1:05 left in the period. Still scoreless. Shots on goal, 9-6 in favor of Dubuque. Hrabowski lost it in front of his own net, now in the far side corner. McArdle comes over to help out, and he picks up the puck, banks it off the wall, gets it up to Trevor Moore. Moore in neutral ice now, evades one player, has no choice but to dump it in deep. Storm going off on a change. Bry out of his net to play it. He moves it up to McKenzie. Now it's up to DiChiara. And he left it for Maller. DiChiara waiting, dumps it in deep. Cecier gloves it down in his own zone with 33 seconds left in the period. Cecier up to Moore. Moore gets hit by McKenzie coming into the zone. Puck squirts out. Maller does a nice job airing it out, dumping it back into the zone. 23 seconds left in the period. Long cross-ice pass. Was way ahead of Privatera. And Cutler Martin comes back to his own zone to get it. 15 seconds left in the period. Martin behind his own net. Now it's Ward coming out. Ward on the breakout play with 10 seconds left. Ward in neutral ice, carrying it into the Dubuque zone. Evades one player. Throws it in front. Chance for Lappin. Quick wrist shot. And time runs out in the period. No whistle was blown, and it was a save made by Bry. There was no initial signal from the referee. He didn't blow the whistle. He clearly lost the puck. And all of a sudden, the Storm had a big chance there. Brian Ward took it coast to coast. Left it off for Lappin. Lappin had a big chance, but a nice save by Bry. And that's it for the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We're going to be back in just a few moments with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We're scoreless here in Dubuque after one period of play. I got a special guest. It'll be Ryan Ivey, one of the defensemen here for the Storm. He'll be joining me on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report after this. You're listening to the Storm Hockey Network on 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Healthcare reform is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us.
Count on us to guide you on the road ahead.
To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of gatherings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm. Conveniently located right off the Kearney exit next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today, 308-234-2541.
Stewing and fretting, wondering and worrying, wishing and hoping is not what car buying is about. And it's certainly not what it's about at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. With the Midway Advantage and hassle-free pricing, it's car buying made easy. And during the summer clearance event, it's car buying made fun. And right now, with a Midway new Ram selection of over 35 to choose from and discounts of up to $8,000 or more, buying your new Ram truck will be nothing but fun. And fun is what the new Jeep Grand Cherokee and the new Jeep Compass are all about. These go-anywhere-you-want-to-go SUVs will get you to your destination in comfort and style. For families, nothing beats the versatility and roominess of a new Chrysler Town & Country. Stow-and-go seating means you can make it just the way you want it. Over 10 to choose from right now with super savings during the summer clearance event at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on The Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Back here at the Mystique Community Ice Center in Dubuque, Iowa, Jared Schaffran with you here for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Got a special guest here for the Stadler Implement Period Recap. And joining me here is Storm defenseman Ryan Ivey. And Ryan not in the lineup tonight. A player who is back here with the Storm for a second season. And Ryan, how was training camp? Just talk a little bit about the vibe that you're getting here. A bunch of new teammates, but a lot of returning guys as well. So you must be familiar with a lot of these guys.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to get back on the ice with these guys. We got a lot of new guys coming in. And for me, the year looks pretty promising, you know. A lot of returning guys. Like I said, we got Brian Ward back, Bonner back, Hakey Lidas. And right now, through training camp and through a couple practices, our team's looking really well, and I'm pretty excited to get this going.
Through one period of play, obviously it's early, but you were there for the preseason games. You've been around this team. How do you think they look so far, and what do you think Josh Howge's saying in the locker room right now to the guys?
Well, I'm sure Howge is we're looking all right. We had a couple good shifts and a couple not-so-great shifts, but when we're going, we're doing really well. We're getting the puck deep, moving well, making good tape-to-tape passes. We're not looking too bad. Right now, I think coach in the locker room just saying, you know, keep your feet moving, get the puck deep, and keep it deep on these guys since they're not very strong defensively.
Now, this is, like I said, your second year on the team. You were around last year a little bit. Talk about what feels different about this year. You know, Josh, in his first full season as coach, he took over midway last season. I know the guys, some of them seem to have a brighter outlook on this season with a full year with Josh under the helm.
You know, I feel like our system's changed a little bit. We have a new PK and a little bit of a new power play. We try to keep pucks deep and just get pucks deep, keep it there. And when the defensive zone, we try to get it up as soon as possible instead of trying to make a fancy breakout. And just mainly, we're just more of a grinding team than we were last year.
The penalty kill has been very successful thus far. Yep. Hasn't been scored on yet.
Right.
Talk about that a little bit and what that can bring to the team.
Well, we practice PK and power play a lot more now, our breakouts, our systems, and you can tell it shows. We're doing really well tonight already. We've already killed off one, so we're just looking good, and yeah.
Everything's looking good here for the Storm. It's a new season, and I'm glad to be joined here by Ryan Ivey, one of the defensemen here on this team, sitting out tonight, but I'm sure he'll be back in the lineup in the next coming nights. Talk about the goaltending situation a little bit. Bringing in five goaltenders to camp. Cut down now to three. Christian Fry, Johan Mattsson, and Marcus DeBoye. What have you seen from these guys, and are you comfortable playing in front of them? And talk about their style a little bit.
Okay, well, we got Johan. He was a draft pick to Chicago either last year or the year before. I'm not quite sure, but he just came off surgery. He just started practicing with us not too long ago. And he's looking really well. And then, of course, we got Christian Fry from last year, and he's starting tonight. He's already came up big a couple times for us. And then we got Marcus too, and he's doing really well in practice. He's not playing right now due to a little shoulder injury, but he's been looking pretty good, and I'm really excited. I mean, I trust these goalies pretty much just as much as I did last year with Coxie, and they're looking really good for us, and I'm excited.
All right, Ryan Ivey, thank you very much for joining me here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report for the Stadler Implement Period Recap. Stadler Implement, making farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with a Midway USHL scoring update. Check out how those other USHL games are going on around the country here tonight. Once again, thanks for Ryan Ivey joining me here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Through one period of play here in Dubuque, Storm and the Fighting Saints scoreless here in action. And you're listening to Storm Radio Network on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. Absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Jared Shaffron here with you on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. And now it's time to check the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. And we're checking out the out-of-town scoreboard. And we mentioned, we did this a little bit of a check in the pregame, and it was 1-1 between Des Moines and Team USA headed to the third period. Team USA opened up with some big offensive play. They score a total of 5 goals in the third period. Take down Des Moines 6-1, the final there. A lot of different goal scorers for Team USA. They had 6 different scorers and a big win to start the season for the Team USA over Des Moines, once again 6-1. Looking at Youngstown, they're on top of the Omaha Lancers 5-3. There's just 50 seconds left in that game, and they did just score an empty net to make it 5-3. So Youngstown on top of Omaha, that'd be a good first win for the Phantoms, scoring 4 goals in the third period. They were down 2-1 after 2. They score 4 goals in the third to have a 5-3 lead on Omaha. Just a few seconds left in that one. They're trying to wrap it up in Youngstown. Green Bay is hosting Waterloo here tonight. Waterloo has the 2-1 advantage in the second period, about halfway through. Waterloo leads Green Bay 2-1. The goal scorers in that one, Justin Kluse and Ryan Papa for Waterloo. Alex Kyle for the Gamblers. Once again, Waterloo leading 2-1. Sioux Falls is visiting Lincoln tonight. Lincoln with a 2-1 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. Lincoln goal scorers include Dominic Shine. That's it. He's got 2 of them. Scored a shorthanded goal assisted by Zach Aston Reese. And then another goal in the second period from Justin Woods. 2-1 Lincoln over Sioux Falls. Just underway in the second period. Lots of time remaining in that one. Indiana is visiting Chicago. They got a 1-0 lead in the first intermission. Bo Pieper with the goal for the Indiana Ice. They lead Chicago 1-0. Tri-City will play Chicago tomorrow. Dubuque is off tomorrow. And Sioux City and Fargo in the first intermission as well. 1-1 is the score there. 2 goal scorers in the game. Dominic Tonitato for Fargo. Jordan Bruchet goal for Sioux City. That game once again 1-1 in the first intermission. Here we are in the Central Hydraulic first intermission report. It is a scoreless game. 0-0 between Tri-City and Dubuque. Shots on goal 9-7 in favor of Dubuque. Both teams with some pretty good chances. The only power play opportunity went to Dubuque after a cross-checking penalty on defenseman Dylan Maller. And as we heard from Ryan Ivey here in the intermission report, a lot of things that the Storm are going to be working on. It's very early in the season, but he's got to be confident with his team coming back. Josh Howji is very confident in his team this season. He's got a lot of returning guys and a lot of guys coming back that should be able to help the Storm this season. So that'll be it for the Central Hydraulic intermission report. Thanks for joining us. We're going to have the second period of play for you in just a few moments. When we come back, you're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ, Hastings.
Everyone wants more. At Vieira Wireless, you get more. More minutes, more free numbers, more savings than the competition. Our most popular rate plan, the 1,000-minute My Group Shared plan, gives you up to 300 more minutes, 20 free calling numbers, and saves you money over the nearest competitive plan. Add an unlimited data package and nationwide messaging, and your monthly savings jump to $60. And if you're stuck in a contract, no worries. We'll help you pay your early termination fee when you switch. Get more with Vieira Wireless today.
Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Tri-City Store invites you to join the chase for affordable family fun.
Be at the home opener
on Friday, October 5th versus the Sioux City Musketeers. It's the first ever Free Kids Friday. Plus, the first 500 kids get a free Storm jersey.
That's right.
Free Storm jersey. It's also Barn Party Night with hay rack rides, free s'mores, drink specials,
and so much more.
It's sure to be a legendary home opener for the Tri-City Store. Get your tickets now by calling 338-8011. That's 338-8011. Or visit stormhockey.com. On Friday, October 5th, Storm Hockey is back. Presented by Vieira.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful seasoned crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
1, 2, 3, 4!
The music you love. The times you remember. The show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale October 19th at kearneyevents.com and the Arena Box Office.
Time to get the sticks and skates back out on the ice. Time now for the second period of Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Getting ready for the second period of play here between the Fighting Saints and the Tri-City Storm season opener here tonight at the Mystique Community Ice Center in Dubuque. Storm and Fighting Saints are scoreless. They're back out on the ice, getting warmed up for the second period. And a very even first period. Both teams with some good shots. Both goaltenders coming up with some big saves at different points of the period. Shots on goal, 9-7 in favor of Dubuque. I think at times they definitely showed their strengths, but I believe the Storm also had you know, they had some strength as well. They had a couple big-time opportunities, an opportunity as the period expired. Tim Lappin had a point-blank shot right in front of goaltender Arthur Bry, and we're getting ready for the second period of play here on 94.5 The Breeze. Thanks for joining us. Opening game of the season, Storm and Saints. Storm will now be going left to right on your radio dial. Fighting Saints right to left. They switch sides. As on the ice for the Storm to start things off is that top line. Tim Lappin, Tim Bonner, and Mike Vecchione had a couple good chances in the first period. Cecere and McArdle on defense. For Dubuque, same thing. They went with their starting lineup, Boston, Smatula, Privatera. Nevalainen and McKenzie. Bry and Fry still in net for both teams. And now off the faceoff, Smatula had a chance for a 2-on-1. Nice job by McArdle breaking it up. Going the other way is Vecchione. Vecchione in onside, but he was broken up really quickly by Fossen. Fossen dumps it in deep all the way down. Now Cecere on the far side wall gets it up to Lappin, stays in play. He moves it up to Bonner. Bonner takes a big hit from Benning. And he loses the puck. Here comes Dubuque the other way. Long cross-ice pass in outside for Smatula. Nice job by Cutler Martin, taking him out of the play. Puck is loose now by the far side wall, picked up by Brian Ward. He gets rubbed off the puck. Quick shot. Deflected in front by Smatula. Nice save by Fry. There's a stick down on the ice in the far side corner. That's where the puck is. Puck hits the stick, then pops to Vecchione. Nice outlet pass for Cutler Martin, just a little ahead of him. And it's kept in by Benning. Now down low for Sooth. Had a chance. Throws it across the crease. But it never touched anything. Went all the way to the near side corner. Quenville. Cross-ice pass now. Back to Quenville. Fanned on a one-timer from the left circle. And now McArdle takes a spill. Puck's picked up by Privatera. Some early pressure here from Dubuque. Quick pass to Quenville. Shot goes wide. Big chance for a block there from Lappin. But he didn't get to it. Now another chance in front. And it's broken up there by Cutler Martin. Vecchione overskated it up for Martin. Martin turns it over as the Storm try to go on a change. Stevens shoots and scores. First goal of the night for John Stevens. And Dubuque has taken a 1-0 lead. Cutler Martin turned over the puck in his own zone. Storm desperately needed a line change after a long Dubuque possession. And the Northeastern commit, John Stevens, makes him pay. It's 1-0, Fighting Saints, 18:31 left in the second period. We're just a minute 30 in, and the Fighting Saints get the opening goal of the game. Fans excited here as we restart play, and the puck is won by the Fighting Saints. It's Phil Bogie. Bogie takes a hit by Halish. now gets back on the puck in his own zone. The 1-0 lead here for Dubuque on a goal by John Stevens out of Manhattan Beach, California. His father, an assistant on the Stanley Cup winning team, the Los Angeles Kings, earlier this year. A lot of celebration in the Stevens household over the summer. As DiChiara leaves it off as they enter the zone. That shot came from Freshy, but it got blocked. Now it's Trevor Moore out of his own zone to neutralize Siglukowski. Lukowski lost it for Halish. And now it's picked up by Gomez after a chance for a Dubuque rush. Halish moves in onside, takes a big hit, leaves it for Gomez. A lot of room. Cross ice pass to Moore. He shoots and scores. Trevor Moore gets the Storm back in the game. It's tied at one. And a great play in front for Moore. His first goal of the season, the first goal of the Storm season. Give some great credit to Halish and Gomez. They'll get assists on that one. A lot of smiles as the Storm tie things back up under a minute after the Dubuque goal. It's 1-1, 17:43 left in the second period. Trying to do my math here. It was about 50 seconds, give or take a second or two, after the Stevens goal. Moore gets his first of the season. He's going to be a top scorer for the Storm this season, and a great play on the 2-on-1. Nice pass by Gomez. Now they're announcing the Stevens goal as Dubuque wins the draw. It's Downing. Winds up a slap shot. Fry makes the save. Rebound, and they score! Another goal. We've had three goals in the first 3 minutes here of play. Give that one to Mike Smatula. Smatula in front off a rebound off the first shot, which came from Downing. Downing let one loose from the point. Fry made the save, but left a bad rebound in front. And Smatula put it right through the five hole into the back of the net. It's now 2-1 Dubuque after no scoring in the first period. We get three goals, 17:25 left in the second period. A wild start to the second with three early goals, and Dubuque is on top 2-1. Now off this faceoff, we'll see if the Storm can respond again. McArdle dumps it in deep on net. Fry gets it up now as they're announcing all these goals. Privatera sneaks by a Storm player. He gets pulled down, though, as he was moving in on Fry, and he lost the puck. No call coming. It's McArdle. Round now to Vecchione. Nice give and go from Vecchione to Bonner. Trying to move it up to Lappin. It was too far in front of him. Icing is waved off as Ford picks it up. All the way around the boards now. Dubuque coming the other way with it. 3-on-2 if they hurry. But Sooth couldn't get to it. Glukowski broke that up. Benning now in onside. Benning throws a wrist shot wide of the net. Picked up by Glukowski behind his net. Passes it off now to Raboski. Halish had it, but he made a bad pass to McMurphy. And now Taylor picks it up. Taylor in onside with some room. Down the left hand shot. Quick shot. Save by Fry. Stevens was the man for the shot. Fry made the save coming across the crease. Lappin gets to it now, and he dumps it in. Storm go off on a line change. Nice job on the race to the puck there by McMurphy. But 2-on-1 battle, and Dubuque comes away with the puck. Freshy now dumps it in deep to the far side corner. Stevens is there, one of the goal scorers tonight for Dubuque. They lead Tri-City 2-1. Three goals in the first 3 minutes of the second period. If you stepped away from your radio for a second, might be surprised here at all the goals that we saw. It's 2-1 Dubuque. On the near side wall now, Dubuque has it in the... in the Storm zone, shot from McKenzie from the point, blocked by McMurphy. McMurphy leads the outlet pass to Ward. Ward leaves it off, oh, just in front of his player there, Berger. And now it's on the far side wall. Gomez had it. Berger's got to hustle over and change. But the Saints pick it up, and they dump it all the way down. Smatula, who scored the second goal for Dubuque, leaves it off, and he gets it taken away by Gomez. Gomez up to Cutler-Martin. He throws one wide of the cage. And now Moore's in there, leaves it off for Gomez. Gomez back to Moore. That was the combo on the Storm goal. Moore might have got a... oh, no, he is going to get called for a tripping penalty. Delayed call coming on the Storm. Dubuque's still with the puck. It's Benning now. Benning leaves it off for Downing. Downing gets hit. Still plays underway. Now the Storm touch it up. As Cutler-Martin gets to it. Second penalty of the night for the Storm. It's going to be Trevor Moore. And I believe he'll go, yes, for tripping. 14:52 left in the second period. Dubuque with a chance to widen their lead. They already lead 2-1. Three goals early in the period. Faceoff will be in the Storm zone here at New Power Play. Trevor Moore, the goal scorer for the Storm, heads to the box. Faceoff won by Dubuque, excuse me. Chance in front. Fry makes the save. Chance came from Shane Sooth. And Fry able to make the save and hold on. 14:46 left in the period. 1:54 left in the penalty to Trevor Moore. Tim Bonner comes onto the ice for the faceoff. L'Esperance takes a seat. Penalty was to Moore for tripping. Faceoff won by Dubuque. Klukowski, nice job on the wall, getting it to Bonner, and Bonner clears it all the way down. Storm, in the preseason and so far during the regular season, have not allowed a power play goal. Nevalainen moving the other way, coming in onside to Quenneville. Now chance in front. Fry makes the save on the backhanded shot that came from Freshy. He holds on. 1:32 left in the Maller penalty. Excuse me, not Maller. That would be Moore, who's sitting in the box. 1:32 left to him in the penalty box. 14:23 left in the second period. Dubuque leading Tri-City 2-1. Faceoff's going to be in the Storm zone. It's going to be John Stevens against Mike Vecchione. Vecchione wins the draw. Maller gets to it, wraps it around the boards, trying to get it out of the zone, and Cutler Martin does a good job. He bounces it off Vecchione and into neutral ice. Now Dubuque and Jeff Taylor with the puck. Taylor from Clifton Park, New York, a Union College commit. That's also where Mike Vecchione will head to school. As Stevens moves in onside here on the power play, Downing at the point. Cross-ice pass to Taylor. It goes out of the zone. Not a good pass, and Dubuque's got to retreat back into neutral ice. Downing in onside. Downing gets taken off the puck by Cutler Martin. Now over to the far side corner for Stevens. Stevens hassled there by Maller, but he keeps the puck to Freshy. Freshy up top for Taylor. Tried a shot. No deflection there. And nice job by the Storm getting to it. I believe Maller clears it all the way down. 43 seconds left on the penalty to Trevor Moore. Storm shorthanded here, trailing 2-1. Almost halfway through the second period on the breeze. 94.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in here in the season opening game. Storm here at Dubuque. They'll be in Chicago tomorrow for the second game of the season. Now at the point, Dubuque with 20 seconds left in the man advantage. Storm trying to get it out. It's Brian Ward. He'll be able to skate it out. Gets it up to Heikki Liedes. Liedes takes a quick wrist shot as he moved into the zone. It went wide. Ward getting the rebound. Passes it all the way back to neutral ice to Cecere. 5 seconds left on the penalty. Cecere, long cross-ice pass all the way down into the zone. McKenzie picks it up, and we're at even strength. Moore comes out of the box. He beelines for the bench. Here comes Dubuque. Halish, nice job picking the pocket of Sooth as he moved into the zone, and now it's back in the Dubuque zone. Taylor tried a long cross-ice pass that didn't connect up with the recipient, and McArdle wins the race down into the Storm zone where icing is called with 12:37 left in the second period. Dubuque leading 2-1. Left in this period. The faceoff will be to the right of Bry in the Dubuque zone. Halish on the draw. Lost it to McKenzie. McKenzie wraps it around the boards to Privatera. Now Carlson gets hit hard by Glukowski. Nice job by Nolan Glukowski coming through neutral ice. Puck went into the Tri-City zone. It's picked up by Raboski. Nice job by Raboski making a few moves and making a nice pass to get it out of the zone. He gets it up to Berger. All the way down the ice is Bogey now. Bogey able to make a pass up to Quenneville. Quenneville leaves it off there for Gambrill. Gambrill throws it in on net as he entered the zone, and Fry makes the easy save. 12:05 left in this second period of play. Saints lead 2-1, and let me just recap the crazy events that started the period off. 3 goals in under 3 minutes after we saw a lull in the first period. It was 0-0 in the first intermission. And the goals scored, 2 for Dubuque, 1 for Tri-City. The first goal for Dubuque was scored by John Stevens. Just a minute 30 in, Stevens took a wrist shot and buried it bottom left corner on Christian Fry. It was 1-0 Dubuque. Storm come right back and a big goal from Trevor Moore. The first goal of the season for Tri-City. Moore, on the two-on-one, Gomez floated a great pass right over the defenseman's stick, and Moore had the net wide open. As Bry had committed to Gomez, Moore buried it. No problem, and it was tied 1-1 for just a few moments before a shot from the point came from Mike Downing from Dubuque, and Mike Smatula in front of the net, nobody there to block him out. He got the rebound and put it past Christian Fry to give Dubuque a 2-1 lead. We got 12:05 left in the second period. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze, 94.5. I'm Jared Chaffrin, play-by-play voice of the Storm this season. Thanks for joining me. We got a good one here in Dubuque. It's 2-1 Dubuque. Season opening game. Shots on goal right now, 14-9 in favor of the Fighting Saints. Faceoff one forward by the Storm. Nice job by Trevor Moore. Almost got it out of the zone, but it was kept in for a second. Now Maller gets it out of the zone to Gomez. Gomez left it for Moore, neutral ice, and he dumps it in deep to the far side corner. Chasing it there is Benning. He wins the race over Ward. Nice outlet pass to Sooth. Sooth moving up the ice into Privatero onside. Trying to give it back to Sooth, but it was behind him. Trevor Moore intercepts. Moore in neutral ice, moves in onside. Dumps it deep. Picked up by Benning. Benning outlet pass the other way for Quenville. Quenville to Privatero, neutral ice. His pass ahead of Stevens. And back there behind the Storm net, McCardle picks it up. Leaves it off for Cecere. He played it up to Ward. It went off his skates and out to neutral ice. Scoots back to Taylor. Taylor to Stevens, but he lost it over to Cecere, and Cecere dumps it in deep. Storm go off on a change. Bry slows it down there, and it's picked up behind the net by defenseman Keegan Ford. Ford up to DiChiara, lost that one. And a neutral ice, Heikki Lidace comes up with it. Lidace dumps it in the corner. Back into neutral ice, now Hrabowski with the puck. Hrabowski in his own zone in the slot area, now back behind the net. Chased by Freshy, moves the puck to Glukowski. Glukowski feeling some pressure, stops behind his own net. Regroups, and now Glukowski will start out in front. Glukowski to Hrabowski. Hrabowski into neutral ice, hits that red line and dumps it in deep. Bry out of his net. Slows it down, plays it into the near side corner for L'Espérance. L'Espérance lost that puck to Taylor, tried to dive and block his pass, and it was kept in nicely by Lappin. Now it's L'Espérance, chance for the Storm. Quick shot from Eastman, save made. Eastman was wide open there, took that shot, nice save by Bry. Puck now still in the zone as it's Lappin trying to break free from his man, but he couldn't. And now here comes the Buke the other way. Fossen has the puck. Big hit there from Glukowski. Glukowski loses his helmet on the hit. He goes down. Looked like he was losing his balance. It was a clean hit, but that whistle stops immediately when his helmet comes off. USHL, new player safety initiative this season. Anytime the helmet comes off, there's an immediate stoppage of play. They don't want players playing with the helmets off, and they're looking at big hits and big penalties this season, trying to eliminate unnecessary roughing and unnecessary dirty plays from the game. Glukowski is now on one knee. The trainer for the Storm this season, Matt Stern, taking a look at Glukowski. Helmet still up. Now he's able to get up. And he's going to skate off under his own power. Nolan Glukowski, the defenseman for the Storm, looks to be okay here, shaking up after a big hit. So faceoff will be just outside of the Storm zone. 10:02 left in the second period. Dubuque is leading the Storm 2-1. Vecchione looks like he's talking to the official. Little discussion. Nothing serious as Bonner able to win the draw. Plays the puck in neutral ice to Lappin. Lappin got it taken away for a second. Back to Bonner. Now Lappin taken away that time by Gambrell. And it's Cutler Martin who comes away with it. Martin, long cross-ice pass. Bonner couldn't handle it. And it'll go down for an icing on the Storm. 9:45 left in the second period. Dubuque leading Tri-City 2-1. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network on 94.5, The Breeze. Three goals at the beginning of this period. Dubuque sandwiched those two goals. They sandwiched the Trevor Moore goal, and it's 2-1, 9:45 left in the second period. faceoff was to the left of Fry, won by Dubuque. McKenzie now. Cross-ice pass went off the skate of Quenneville. Nice give and go to keep it in the zone between Quenneville and Nevelainen. Puck still in the zone. Nevelainen on the point. Wrist shot gloved by Fry and held on to. 9:30 left in the second period. Dubuque leading the Storm 2-1. Going to break in the action here as they have a few of these during each period where a little bit of a break. The players get to talk things over with the coaching staff, get a quick break as you're listening to Storm Hockey here on 94.5 FM, The Breeze, first game of the season. Here in Dubuque, Jared Schaffern with you on the call. We heard from Ryan Ivey in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Ivy discussing some of the team's goals this season, obviously, to win that Anderson Cup and then win that Clark Cup. Don't confuse it with the Clyde Iron Cup, which is what the Storm won in the preseason, going up to Duluth, Minnesota, going 2-0 in that tournament as they took down Lincoln 3-0. And they also scored a win in a shootout against Sioux City, winning that Clyde Iron Cup, bringing that trophy back home to Kearney. At the Viero Event Center, resting nicely in the arena. Storm had it in their possession. They also played in the USHL Fall Classic with the other 15 teams in the USHL. The one win they got came over Indiana. They took losses to this Dubuque team in a shootout, as well as Cedar Rapids in their last preseason game last Friday. Played Indiana on Thursday. Now we're underway in the season. Preseason doesn't mean anything. As the faceoff is won by Dubuque. Quick shot from Nevelainen. Fry didn't see it. It went off the post. Off the left post. Fry didn't see it. It bounced in from the point from Nevelainen. And Storm dodged a bullet right there. Still 2-1. 9:12 left in the second period. Nevelainen with the puck in neutral ice. Vecchione was on him on the forecheck. Now Nevelainen brings it onside. Throws a shot towards the net. Goes off of Cutler Martin's stick. And Fry able to get over there and hop on top, stopping the play with 9:03 left to go in the second period. A little word sent after the whistle. Cutler Martin took offense to a few Dubuque players around his net. Needed to make that known. Said a few words, and now he'll come off the ice as both teams make a line change. His faceoff is to the left of Fry in the Tri-City zone, won by Dubuque. At the point, Taylor, quick shot, goes wide. Ford now gets hit by McArdle. Gets the puck down low to Stevens. Stevens, who has the first goal in tonight's game, gets taken off the puck by Halish. Halish fighting on the near side wall now in his own zone. McMurphy gets to the puck. He skates it out to neutral ice. Try to get around Keegan Ford. And it's picked back up by Dubuque. DiChiara, quick wrist shot as he moves in. Deflected out of play by McArdle. Stoppage with 8:35 left in the second period. Dubuque leading Tri-City 2-1. Shots on goal 15-10 in favor of the Dubuque Fighting Saints. As they scored two quick goals here to take the lead 2-1. Trevor Moore had one in between the two Dubuque goals. And the faceoff is won by Downing and Dubuque. Quick wrist shot from Quenneville from the top of the zone. Was high in the net, going high, and gloved down by Fry. He held on to stop the play with 8:29 left in the second. Still 2-1, Dubuque Fighting Saints with the lead. Face off to the right of Fry. One by Dubuque. Cross ice pass to Downing. Downing, little weak shot, goes in on Fry, and he makes the save. Didn't pick it up until the last moment, but it went right into his chest, a bouncing puck from Downing. Fry able to hold on, no rebound. A little bit scary there. A couple shots from the point that Fry hasn't seen that well. And they've just dribbled in on him. One shot hit the post a few minutes ago. That time he makes the save. 8:25 left to go in the second period. Face off to the left of Fry. Won by Dubuque. Quenneville, nice pass in the slot from McKenzie. Quick shot was blocked in front. Eastman gets to it. Dumps it off the wall and into neutral ice. Big hit by Lides on McKenzie. And it pops back into the Dubuque zone. Now it's Ford with the puck. He loses it to Glukowski. Wrist shot goes wide. Kept in by Roboski at the left point. Roboski faked on a shot now to L'Espérance. L'Espérance down low. Leaves it for Eastman. Eastman and L'Espérance fighting for it in the far side corner. Puck pops out to Quenneville. L'Esperance stripped of it for a second there, and now coming the other way is Sooth. Taken off nicely by Hrabowski, but right to Privatera. Quick wrist shot, big save by Fry. Fry got out there, cut off the angle, and made the save. Puck still loose in the far side corner of the Tri-City Storm zone. Hrabowski, long cross-ice pass to Eastman. Eastman to the red line, he dumps it in deep, puts a hit on Downing as he heads to the bench. Dubuque with the puck, loose in their own zone, Freshie gets it. Up to DiChiara, neutralized. DiChiara down the right side. Makes a move. Moves in onside. Big shot. Saved by Fry. Rebound. He throws it high in the net. Wow. Nice move by DiChiara. He moved past Maller. Maller out of position on that play. But now he's able to. He almost intercepted the play. Now DiChiara. And he gets called offside. DiChiara had a breakaway opportunity. Two questionable plays there from Maller. He got beat by DiChiara. The first shot from DiChiara, a big save from Fry. The rebound, he came, had the whole net, and he put it up high. Then, after the Storm moved to neutral ice, Maller had a chance to intercept the pass. It went off his stick, bounced behind him, and DiChiara found himself with a breakaway opportunity, but he was a step off sides. Referee blew it dead, and a stoppage with 7:02 left in the second period. Dubuque leading Tri-City 2-1. You're listening to Storm Hockey on 94.5, The Breeze FM. Thanks for listening here on the opening night game as the Storm win the draw and they dump it in deep under 7 minutes to go in the second period. Shots on goal now 19-10 in favor of Dubuque. Now here's a chance the other way for Gambrill. Gambrill moves in onside. Nice job by Sasir to take him off the puck. Now Sasir fell down for a second but got back up, moves the puck over to McArdle. McArdle behind the play back to Sasir. Sasir fighting off a forechecker, moving out to neutral ice. Leaves it off for Gomez, and he bumps it deep. Ward makes a big hit. Falls down looking for the puck behind the Dubuque net. Gomez now in the near side corner. Pass out to the slot for Moore. Quick wrist shot goes wide. Didn't have a lot of mustard on that one. As Gomez gets to it behind the net. Gomez. Chance for Martin. Deflected in front, and it pops over the net. Kept in by Maller, but he put it into the Tri-City bench. So a stoppage with 6:04 left to go here in the second period of play. Dubuque on top of Tri-City, 2-1. Opening game here of the 2012-2013 USHL season at the Mystique Community Ice Center in Dubuque. Tri-City down a goal here after three quick goals in the second period. Trying to get back into this game. Now a chance in front. After the puck was loose behind the Dubuque net, popped back out to Glukowski at the point. Chance for Hrabowski. Shot was deflected wide. Now it's kept in by Glukowski for a second, but he falls down, and here comes Privatera. Privatera, Hrabowski trying to catch up. Quick shot, Fry makes the save. We got a penalty. Looks like it may be upcoming to Dubuque here. Not sure who the penalty's going to. It looks like Dubuque was the one who touched up the puck. So we'll see what happens here after that wild play. Privatera came in the odd man rush. Hrabowski trying to get back. And Hrabowski doing a good job. He didn't really break up the play. Fry to make a save, but he got back there in time to contest it. Still waiting to see if there's a call here. And it is going to be a penalty, I think. We got Privatera on the ice by himself right now. They're going to call a penalty shot. I did not see what was going on there. They're going to call a penalty shot. And the referee, I didn't see him make the hand motion, but it's going to be Jared Privatera. And I can't believe it. A penalty shot. And here we go. Privatera on Fry. Takes the puck, moves into the zone. Quick move to the backhand. Lost the puck, and Fry makes the save. Christian Fry held his ground after the penalty shot. And look at this. Privatera actually breaks his stick on the penalty shot. So he broke his stick there. And I was surprised that penalty shot was called. I didn't think, first of all, that it was a clean breakaway. I thought that Hrabowski got back into that play a little bit. And then I didn't think Hrabowski took the penalty. We'll see. I'm not sure if somebody else took the penalty there, but either way, Christian Fry holds his ground on the penalty shot. Now a chance in front for DiChiara off the faceoff. Quick chance now for Gambrill, and he put it wide of the net. Sasir fighting with DiChiara now behind the net. 5:25 left in the second period, which has had much more action than the first. Gambrel, quick shot, blocked by Bonner. Bonner gets to it, pokes it into neutral ice. Race to the puck now, won by Vecchione. Nice job hitting Taylor into the boards with some authority. Now Bonner gets over to the puck, facing Bogey in the battle on the far side corner in the Dubuque zone. Bonner still fighting with Bogey there. Puck finally out of the zone. DiChiara again. DiChiara, man, he's been all over the ice here in the last few minutes. He's got a couple big chances. But the Storm get the puck out of the zone. Moore and Benning fighting for it now in the Dubuque zone. Benning comes away. Benning, long pass, goes ahead of his man. Icing waved off as it moves into the Storm zone. As Cutler Martin got to it, batted it out to neutral ice. Downing up for Smatula. Left it for Carlson there. Carlson plays it around the boards. Martin gets to it. Up to Benning. Kept in the zone. Loose in front. Maller had it for a second. Now it's poked into the far corner. On the near side wall, Gomez picks it up. He takes a hit from Fossen. Puck on the far side wall now. Ward had to duck away from that hit. Puck still loose. Maller gets it to it. Gets it, flipped it up to Ward. Broken up by Carlson. Quick wrist shot goes wide. And Christian Fry able to hop on top of that rebound off the backboards. A couple words being said between a whole bunch of players after the play as they come together on the backboards. 4:01 left in the second period. Shots now, Dubuque up 21-10. And shots on goal, Roboski skates off the ice into the locker room. I'm not sure what happened with Roboski, but he is now in the tunnel, off the ice. Trainer Matt Stern also not on the bench, so I'm sure he's in the locker room with Roboski. I'm not sure if he sustained that injury on the play before the penalty shot, but the Storm now down a defenseman here, and this is big news. We got a penalty. The first penalty of the game to Dubuque. It's on number 25, Alex Fossen, and that's now it's time for a Century 21 power play opportunity for the Storm. Faceoff was won by the Storm, but the puck was picked up and cleared all the way down the ice by Privatera. Penalty to Fossen right now. 2 minutes for slashing on Fossen. So Glukowski, who's back on the ice after that injury, seems to be okay, carries it in now to Cecier. Cecier dumps it in deep. Benning clears it all the way around. Nice job by Matt Benning. Clears the ice. 1:27 left in the penalty. Fry all the way around the far side wall to center ice and Joel Lesperance. Lesperance gets stopped at the line by Carlson and he clears all the way down. Glukowski picking it up here on the Century 21 power play for the Storm. Glukowski up to Moore. Moore in neutral ice and he gets slowed down there. Puck pops back to Cecier. He moves in onside. Cecier gets by a man. Tried a centering pass. Bounced over to Bonner. Bonner with his man gets free. Chance in front for Moore. Quick shot. Put it high. Now it's Bonner. Bonner back to Moore with some space on the backboards. Moore had a pass deflected away by Privatera in a neutral ice. 43 seconds left in the power play. Bonner in onside. Leaves a pass over to Ward. Quick wrist shot way high. And actually out of play. Nice opportunity for Ward, but he just put that one way high in the net. 35 seconds left on the penalty to Alex Fossen of Dubuque. Century 21 power play here for the Storm. First time tonight. 2:36 left in the second period. Dubuque has a 2-1 lead. Faceoff is to the left of Bry in the Dubuque zone. Won by Ward. Nice job getting it back to McArdle. Over to Maller. Maller trying to leave it for Ward. He takes down his man. No call coming. In the far side corner now. Puck squirts out to Maller. Maller on the far side boards. Lost it, and now it's John Stevens. Stevens makes a move, trying to get ahead of McArdle. Stevens racing in. McArdle does a nice job poking it away as he entered the Tri-City zone. Now on the far side wall, 7 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. As the Storm come away with the puck, but that's it, as Fossen is out of the box. Neither team has been able to capitalize on a power play opportunity. Storm are 0-1 on the Century 21 power play here tonight. 1:50 left in the period. Dubuque leading 2-1. And it's aired out. Actually hits the video board at center ice. The stoppage of play is Downing trying to dump it very high in the air. Hit the board. Stoppage of play with 1:44 left in the second period. Dubuque with a 2-1 lead on top of Tri-City. Shots on goal 21-10 in favor of the Fighting Saints. Faceoff won by the Storm. And now it's Lides. Lides at the top of the right circle. Fights through Carlson. Trying to get some space. Puck is deflected into the far side corner. Lides fighting for it. Gets it up to Lappin. Lappin moves towards the net. Gets taken off the puck. Puck's loose in front. Lappin now regains control. Back to Cecere at the point. Now Lappin. Lappin down low to Moore. Moore makes a move behind the net. Moore looking for some space. Out to the point. Nice job by Cutler Martin keeping it in. Martin wraps it around the boards all the way for Cecere. Cecere held it in there. And now Bonner, Lappin gets taken down. And there was going to be, looked like a hand pass that was going to be whistled, but it wasn't whistled. And Dubuque clears the zone. Last minute of play here in the second period. Cutler Martin, long pass too far ahead of Trevor Moore. Couldn't connect. And it was ahead for an icing. 51.7 seconds left on the clock here at the Mystique Community Ice Center in the second period. Fighting Saints leading the Tri-City Storm 2-1 on 94.5 FM KLIQ. Thanks for tuning in here. Jared Schaffrin with the call. And we'll have the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up next after the play. As Lappin got to it, went off a Dubuque stick into their zone. 42 seconds left in the period. Storm making a change. Dubuque trying to push the play. Privatera in alone. Chance in front. Saved by Fry with the right pad. Privatera's had a bunch of chances, including a penalty shot. And Christian Fry keeps the game at 2-1. 25 seconds left in the period. Another chance in front for Dubuque. Nice job by McArdle, who wrestles his man Sooth behind. Bouncing puck moved out to Quenville. He fanned on a slap shot. One-timer opportunity there as the puck was bouncing. Nevelainen dumps it in deep on the far boards now. A couple players converge in the Storm zone. 5 seconds left in the period. Now down low to Privatera. Moves past his man. Chance in front as the period expires. Nobody there on the other end of that pass. Benning had to circle in neutral ice. And that's it for the second period of play. 3 goals in the period. 2 for Dubuque. 1 for Tri-City. And as they're skating off the ice, Christian Fry gives a little stick tap to Jared Privatera. Maybe the most exciting play of the period. Privatera stopped on a penalty shot by Fry. Fry says, good try there, buddy. As they team skate off for the second intermission report, Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, coming up next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network on 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
stewing and fretting, wondering and worrying, wishing and hoping is not what car buying is about. And it's certainly not what it's about at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. With the Midway Advantage and hassle-free pricing, it's car buying made easy. And during the summer clearance event, it's car buying made fun. And right now, with a Midway new Ram selection of over 35 to choose from and discounts of up to $8,000 or more, buying your new Ram truck will be nothing but fun. And fun is what the new Jeep Grand Cherokee and the new Jeep Compass are all about. These go-anywhere-you-want-to-go SUVs will get you to your destination in comfort and style. For families, nothing beats the versatility and roominess of a new Chrysler Town & Country. Stow-and-go seating means you can make it just the way you want it. Over 10 to choose from right now with super savings during the summer clearance event at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
Welcome to Viero. You may think of us as a cell phone company, but that's not really who we are. Our business is removing boundaries. And for a limited time, we want to remove the boundaries between you and the coverage you deserve. That means you can choose the best coverage and a new phone for only a dollar for the first month. Plus, we'll even pay off your early termination fee up to $200 per line. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Get started today. Visit us at Viero.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jarrett Shaffron.
Central Hydraulic second period intermission report here at the Mystique Community Ice Center in Dubuque, Iowa. The Saints lead Tri-City 2-1 after two periods of play. Shots on goal, 22-11 in favor of Dubuque. And really, in the first part of that period, it was back and forth action. A lot of chances for both teams. Three goals were scored in the first 2.5 minutes of play. And then things tilted in the Dubuque favor. A lot of chances, penalty shot, a lot of odd man rushes. Storm not able to hold their own in the zone. And it's been a Dubuque-favored second period. Still 20 minutes left in this game. It's only a one-goal difference. And if you remember back to last week when these two teams squared off on Wednesday of last week in the USHL Fall Classic in Sioux City, Tri-City actually scored a goal with 0.3 seconds left in regulation. Tim Lappin came up with the equalizer, forced that game into a shootout where Tri-City fell to the Dubuque team. But, hey, it's not over till it's over, and we learned that last week. So, Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydraulic.com. And we're now getting to the Stadler Implement period recap here. In the second period, as I mentioned, three quick goals in the first couple minutes of the period. First one goes to John Stevens, the center of the third line for Dubuque. From Manhattan Beach, California, Stevens is a big guy, 6'2", 180, and he wristed a shot down low into the bottom left corner, beating Christian Fry for the first goal of the game. Storm came back and responded under a minute later as they had a 2-on-1 opportunity. Garrett Gomez gets his first point as a member of the Storm, and he made a nice saucer pass over to Trevor Moore, who roofed it into an empty net. Moore's first goal of the season, the first goal of the season for the Storm at 1,000 Oaks, California. Trevor Moore, keep your eye on that guy. He's going to be a big point getter for the Storm this season. He evened the game at 1-1. But once again, didn't take long for Dubuque to answer. Mike Smatula has the difference maker right now in a 2-1 game. Sacred Heart commit Smatula found himself in front of the net after a Mike Downing shot. And Smatula cleaned up the rebound in front of the cage, put it right through the five hole of Christian Fry. And that's where we stand, 2-1. The rest of the period included a lot of chances for Dubuque. Frankie DiChiara had a bunch of odd man rush chances. Fry was tall to the task. Also, Jared Privitera had a breakaway opportunity. They called a breakaway, they called a penalty shot. And I believe the penalty came on Storm defenseman Johnny Raboski. And Johnny actually is in the locker room with the rest of the players right now being treated by Matt Stern, the trainer. Not sure if we'll see him for the rest of tonight, but he has not been back on the ice. after that play, he skated in the locker room. But the penalty shot, no convert from Privatera. He was stopped by Fry, who has done a good job overall here in a 2-1 game, keeping his team in it. Tri-City needs to do a little bit better on offense, getting some chances together and puck possession. They haven't been able to win battles in the corners, and it's resulted in a lot of Dubuque rushes down the other end of the ice after Tri-City lost a battle. Transition and defense didn't go as smoothly, and Dubuque's had a lot of chances. Still a lot of time left in this game. Obviously, the 20 minutes are remaining. But right now, Dubuque has the upper hand, once again outshooting Tri-City, 22-11 in shots on goal. And we are actually going to take a break here in the Central Hydraulic second intermission report. After a few messages from our sponsors, we'll get right back at it. Look at the Midway USHL scoreboard out-of-town update here with a lot of games going on around the USHL, kicking off its season tonight. You're listening to Storm Hockey. We got 20 minutes left to go and a little bit more time left on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. You're listening to Storm Hockey on 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis, a holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. Absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
It's intermission on the ice. Tri-City Storm Hockey is back in action in just a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the booth with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Tri-City and Dubuque. Right now, through two periods, the Saints have a 2-1 lead on the Storm as we're headed for the third period in just a few minutes. Now we take a look at the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. Looking at the out-of-town scoreboard here in the opening night of USHL play. It's a long season ahead, but we're underway. The long ride gets started tonight. Team USA was the first team to get a win in this season, topping Des Moines 6-1. It was 1-1 going into the third period, and Team USA with a 5-goal third period comes out with the victory. Youngstown also already victorious here on this young season. They beat Omaha. The Lancers are down 5-3 as Youngstown was also down in that game, and they came back scoring 4 goals in the third period. Quite a ride for both of those games. Youngstown wins 5-3. With 10:39 left in the second period, Waterloo leads Green Bay 2-1. With 18:26 left in the second period, Lincoln on top of Sioux Falls, 2-1. The Lincoln goals, nothing has changed since the last intermission report, but they did get 2 goals there, and they lead the Sioux Falls Stampede 2-1. Indiana leading Chicago, 1-0, and Sioux City and Fargo are tied 1-1 here on the Midway out-of-town scoreboard update. And right here, it's 2-1, Saints on top of the Tri-City Storm. And it's been quite a game so far, a lot of action on both sides. Both teams have done a good job here, but there's only going to be one winner here tonight. Right now, Dubuque taking it to the Storm a little bit. And we talked about it a little bit earlier on the intermission report. Storm are going to have to come back and start out on this third period with some force. They're going to have to get things together here in the third period, and they're going to have to win some more battles in the corners. They're definitely struggling a little bit with that, and I know Dubuque is a team that returns a lot of talent. They got some big guys on this team. But actually, interesting for Dubuque, they only dressed 11 forwards, 7 defensemen in the lineup here for Dubuque, so they've been rotating a little bit. Tri-City, they dressed 12 and 6, respectively. And we've seen some good games out of some guys. Those top two lines definitely getting the most time here for Tri-City. Lappin, Bonner, Vecchione, Moore, Ward, and Gomez seeing the majority of the time on the ice here as we get set for the third period of play on the breeze. And it's been a good two periods. Shots on goal right now, 22-11 in favor of the Saints. And while we got a minute, just want to go over a couple rule changes here this season. As you know, we're new season, new rules here in the USHL, and a nice discussion yesterday amongst broadcasters and the league discussing some of these new rule changes. Now you are allowed to wear a visor if you're underage. Used to be that you weren't allowed if you were underage. Now you sign a waiver, you can wear a visor. All players can wear a visor. The only player in this game tonight not wearing a visor is Chase Berger. And he's a guy who's called up tonight off the affiliate list from Tri-City after a few guys went down with injuries during the preseason. Jason Cotton being the main guy, the forward that went down. Tri-City hoping to get him back in the lineup pretty shortly. Maybe next weekend, even seeing his first game next weekend. He didn't make the trip with Tri-City this week. And Chase Berger from St. Louis stepped in here tonight, played a couple good minutes. A guy who the Storm are very high on for the future. He'll be here full-time next season. You can count on that for now. And Berger's been in the lineup. So everyone is pretty much wearing these half shields now, a little bit different than what they'll deal with in college, where in college right now everybody wears the full cage. So now the new changes are, even a new USHL has launched a new player safety initiative. And pretty much what that means is fights can still occur, but they're gonna cut down on some of the physical play. If the helmet comes off and the guy still fights with his helmet off, automatic ejection from the game and possible suspension. They're also going to be keeping track of a lot of these big penalties like kneeing, hitting from behind, any of those really dirty penalties. USHL, they're going to keep track of those. And anybody who's a repeat offender, they will reserve the right to suspend them. Look at some supplementary discipline. The league is launching this new safety initiative for all of its players around the league this season. So we're at the end of the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. I'm Jared Schaffern. Be back in just a few moments with the third period of play here from the Mystique Community Ice Center. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network on KLIQ 94.5 The Breeze.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Stewing and fretting, wondering and worrying, wishing and hoping is not what car buying is about. And it's certainly not what it's about at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. With the Midway Advantage and hassle-free pricing, it's car buying made easy. And during the summer clearance event, it's car buying made fun. And right now, with a Midway new Ram selection of over 35 to choose from and discounts of up to $8,000 or more, buying your new Ram truck will be nothing but fun. And fun is what the new Jeep Grand Cherokee and the new new Jeep Compass are all about. These go-anywhere-you-want-to-go SUVs will get you to your destination in comfort and style. For families, nothing beats the versatility and roominess of a new Chrysler Town & Country. Stow-and-go seating means you can make it just the way you want it. Over 10 to choose from right now with super savings during the summer clearance event at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Storm Hockey and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska are teaming up once again to fight cancer. The annual Jerseys for a Cause program presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is back. Storm by the Viera Wireless Guest Services tend at Storm home games and purchase a $1 jersey raffle ticket and help fight cancer. Each Storm game, one of the game-worn pink in the ring jerseys will be raffled off with the monthly proceeds going to an organization in the Tri-Cities. In the 2011-2012 season, the program generated over $10,000 for organizations. This year, the program will benefit the Tackle Cancer Fund, Buffalo County Relay for Life, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Grand Island St. Francis Hospital Cancer Center, the Good Samaritan Hospital Cancer Center, and the Mary Lanning Hospital Cancer Center in Hastings. So join the Storm and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska in an effort to fight cancer in our area. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, count on us to be there when you need us.
Your Tri-City Storm now enter the third and final period. Believe purple. This is Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5.
We're ready for the third period here from the Mystique Community Ice Center. Puck is just dropped right now. Tri-City switch sides with Dubuque once again. As Dubuque is going from left to right on your dial, Tri-City going from right to left. Dubuque won the faceoff. Puck now down low in the Tri-City zone. A couple players battling for it there. It's held pretty tightly on the wall. And now Dubuque comes away from it, with it, I should say, as Cecere picks it up behind his own net. Cecere to Vecchione. Vecchione cross-ice pass to McArdle. McArdle into neutral ice. Try to connect with Lappin. And puck was ahead of him. Icing is the call. Icing is the call. We get the puck brought back into the Tri-City zone. 19-15, just 45 seconds into the period. Here as Dubuque leads Tri-City 2-1. Puck is dropped. One forward, and a nice play by Freshie as he had the puck. Now he's muscled off of it by Lappin. Bonner has it on the near side wall. Couldn't clear the zone. It's Stevens who picks it up. Stevens back to Freshie. Freshie cycling with Stevens, who has it at the top of the right circle. That pass intercepted by Bonner. He clears to neutral ice. Downing there for it. Up to Freshie. Dumped in. Held by Fry behind the net. Fry left it off there for Maller. Up to Vecchione, and now it's Moore. Trevor Moore in onside of Ward. Ward back to Moore. Couldn't get a shot off, though. Nice defensive play by Downing. Up at the blue line, Cutler-Martin kept it in for a second. Now Stevens, outlet pass to Freshie. Freshie winds up for a slap shot. And a nice save by Fry. Into the corner it goes. As a couple players fighting for it, Tri-City comes away with it. It's Glukowski up to Moore. Moore had it with Gomez in onside, overskating the puck a little bit. Kept in by Ward nicely. Ward trying to cycle down to Gomez. Now to Moore. Moore down low. Quick chance in front. Ward's shot got partially blocked, but he kept the puck, cleared it around for Glukowski at the point. Martin faked on a shot, then took a wrister, but it was deflected down in front, over into the corner. Trevor Moore picked it up, and it's knocked back out to neutral ice where Glukowski gets to it. Bukowski dumps it in deep. Storm change off a couple players. L'Esperance on the ice. Fighting for, trying to keep it in the zone. As Quenneville batted it out, Maller pumps it right back in. In deep, Bry slows it down with his stick. Bry to McKenzie. McKenzie to Quenneville on the near side wall. Now cycling with Smetula. Smetula back down low to Gambrel. Gambrel gets taken off it by L'Esperance. L'Esperance fighting on the far side wall. Gambrel down low to McKenzie. McKenzie gets hit by Lidis. Now moves it up to Quenneville. Quenneville in a neutral ice. Cross-ice pass by to Smetula, who dumps it in deep. Dubuque goes off on a line change. There's about 3 minutes into the third period. Storm trailing 2-1. Berger off a pass from Cecier. Got it up to L'Esperance. L'Esperance couldn't shake that player, and he gets it taken away. Here comes Stevens. Stevens lost it. Nice job by McArdle off his stick. Long shot from Gambrel. Nice save by Fry, and he holds on. 16:55 left to go in the third period. Dubuque leading 2-1. Now leading the shots on goal 24-11. Storm need to get some more shots in on goaltender Arthur Bry. Got to test him a little bit more, but they have set some good pressure here early on in the third. Down a goal. Face off in the Tri-City zone. One forward by Berger. Nice job beating the Dubuque player to the puck and then clearing it the length of the ice. DiChiara picks it up. Long cross-ice pass over to Downing. Downing gets to the red line, dumps it in deep into the near side corner. Cutler Martin there for the Storm. Pops it over to Halish. Halish out of the zone into neutral ice. Dumps it off the wall. And Downing over cheating his own zone. Mike Downing, his brother Jake, was traded this week by Dubuque. Over to Sioux Falls for a fifth-round pick. And now picked up by Dubuque. And Stevens airs it out. Big hit by DiChiara on Cecier. And now it's picked up nicely by Lappin. He left it for Cecier. Cecier turns it over to Privatera. Privatera now down low. Chance in front for Sooth. Kept in by Freshy after the pass was didn't reach its recipient. Tri-City Storm still trying to get it out of the zone. Ford kept it in. Ford, the defenseman on the point, did a good job stepping in at the last second. Halas trying to clear. And he does. Out to neutral ice. We get a stoppage. And it's a penalty, a slashing call. And it looks to be on Freshy. It is. Eric Freshy, the forward from Bloomington, Minnesota, will skate to the box. And it's time for a Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Century 21 power play underway here as it's Freshy in the box for slashing. Storm keeping it in the Dubuque zone. McArdle at the point. Download Award. Ward on the far side wall. Dumps it over to Maller out of the zone. Pass had some air under it. Maller couldn't hold it. Now Maller brings it back in. Tries to move past a defensive player of Dubuque. And they get to it and clear the length of the ice. Fry with it now. Wraps it all the way around the near side boards. Bonner couldn't catch up with it, but now it's played by Ward. Ward in onside. Try to fight through a few players. Gets taken down. Puck moves over to Stevens, and he clears the length of the ice. 1:17 left in the penalty to Freshy. 15 minutes even left in this game. Dubuque has a 2-1 lead on top of the Tri-City Storm. This is Jared Schaffrin. I'll be your Storm Radio play-by-play voice this season on the Breeze. And now it's a turnover. Smetula shorthanded. He shoots and scores. A chance shorthanded after the Storm turned the puck over. And it's Smetula, his second goal of the game. He makes the Storm pay after the turnover by Cecier in his own zone. It's now 3-1 Dubuque. They've opened up a two-goal lead. 1 minute and 1 second left in the Century 21 power play. But not what the Storm were hoping for with the man advantage. Had the puck, it seemed like a harmless play in their own zone. Bounced over Cecier's stick. Smetula came in on the breakaway alone. Shot it low left corner. And he beat Fry for the goal. 3-1 Dubuque. Storm won the faceoff. They dumped it in. And I think they're going to call icing on the Storm. Actually, they're going to call an intentional offsides. That's what they call it. Faceoff will be at center ice. 54 seconds left in the penalty to Freshy. Dubuque on top, 3-1, two goals. from Smatula, and now a discussion between Jim Montgomery and referee. Smatula's goal comes unassisted here early in the third period. Storm are in a two-goal hole. 3-1 Saints, 14:41 left in the game, 52 seconds left in the Century 21 power play after a slashing penalty to Freshie. Goal came shorthanded and unassisted. Now Sasir tried to play it up to Vecchione. It went over his stick, right onto the stick of Captain Shane Sooth. He dumps it all the way down. Storm coming the other way. It's Lukowski. In on a sidelong pass to Lappin, and he played it down low. Privatera trying to play it out of the zone. Sasir pinching in, keeping it in. Sasir is there, and now it's poked out of the zone past Vecchione at the blue line, all the way down. Fry electing not to come out of the crease and play it. Glukowski does. Glukowski with it behind the net. 10 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Storm through neutral ice. Trevor Moore bringing it in onside. Lappin dumps it all the way down. And all the way around, kept in by Maller. We're at even strength. Storm still with the possession, but now it's turned over by L'Esperance. Out of the zone, but now it's back in. So we're at full strength now. Storm 0-2 on the Century 21 power play here in their debut game here tonight against the Dubuque Fighting Saints, where they trail 3-1. Long dump in into the Storm zone by Dubuque, picked up by Eastman. Round the back of the net to Cutler Martin, played it up for Hakey Lides. Lides moves the puck into neutral ice. Now a chance here for Eastman coming on the forecheck. Had a chance for a rush, but puck was poked away. Lides was in on delayed offsides. He had a tag up, and now coming the other way is this Fighting Saints. Moving in was defenseman Keegan Ford. He turned it over, and the Storm cleared the zone. Benning leaves it for Quenville. Quenville, a little short pass to Gambrell, and that puck poked out of the zone by the Storm. Right back in it comes from Dubuque. 12:47 left in the game. Dubuque with a 3-1 lead here on the Breeze, 94.5 Storm Radio Network. As McCarthy, now McCardle drops his man, DiChiara, in the far side corner to a side battle. McCarthy comes away with it. McMurphy comes away with it. Berger avoids a hit from Benning. Gets the puck into the zone. Halish falls down fighting for it with Bogie. And now it's cleared back into central ice by Dubuque. Freshie try to rush at it, but he's slowed down by Berger. Now he takes the puck and dumps it in deep. Glukowski around the net trying to play for it against DiChiara in the far side corner. Nice play by Cutler Martin to come in there, trying to poke it free. And now it's Berger in there. Vecchione had it on the far side wall, but he lost it. Chance from Quenville. Quick shot. Fry makes the save with his shoulder as that shot came from the point from Nivalainen. Nivalainen got it back, but now it's turned over to Vecchione. Vecchione on a rush as the Storm players behind him go change, and he gets taken down. No call coming, but kept in by Maller on the far side wall. Bonner gets hit into the boards by Nevalainen, taken off the play. And now Vecchione picks it up. Vecchione, cross-ice pass to Maller. Maller at the right point, couldn't keep it in. It went off of Privatera, dumped in deep. Storm have to tag up. McKenzie picks it up behind his own net. 11:15 left in this game. Turnover. Here comes Gomez, blocked in front by Privatera on a pass. Now left down low for Lappin. Lappin shakes a defender. Maller keeps it in, but not for long. But a nice poke check as he dives in, break up this developing rush for Dubuque. Now a chance for Gomez. Backhanded shot. Glove save by the goaltender Arthur Bry. Now the other way, here come the Fighting Saints. It's Gambrell. Moves in. Leaves a pass over to Fossen. Fossen tried a cross-ice pass over to Downing. Went out of the zone. Glukowski gloves it back down in the zone. Tried one up for Moore. And we get a stoppage. They say Moore offsides. Looked like he stayed on sides on that play, but they whistle him for offsides. 10:36 left to go in the third period of play. The only goal of the period is one for Dubuque to go up 3-1. Shorthanded goal for Mike Smatula. He's got two goals in this game, and those are the difference makers as they lead 3-1 over Tri-City, opening game of the 2012-2013 season on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tomorrow night, Storm take on the Chicago Steel. We'll be there for you with all the action on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. So flip the dial over to that one. Keep it right here for the rest of this one. We got 10:36 left in the game. Saints on top of the Tri-City Storm, 3-1. As we had a stoppage here, players discussing things with their coaches. And the Storm trying to get back into this game any way they can. They're 0-for-2 on the power play. Haven't been afforded many power play opportunities. But the last time they had one, they allowed a shorthanded goal. And they look like they had a couple chances developing early in the period, but just a bad bounce on Garrett Cecere. Allowed that one to bounce right to Smatula for the breakaway. 10:36 left to go. Face off in the Storm zone to the left of Fry, won by Dubuque. Benning has it. Benning over to Quenville. Chance in front off the state of the stick and the skate of Privatera. Got a good look at it. Fry makes the save. Now another chance for Sooth. He gets hit by Glukowski into the boards. No call coming. Couple players pile up on top of Glukowski there. As Quenville has the puck in neutral ice. Moore harassing him there. Stole it for a second, but now it's back on the stick of the Saints. As they air it out in a neutral ice. Goes past McArdle. Nice diving play to get it over to Martin. Martin banks it off the boards in a neutral zone. Now it's Downing. Downing in his own zone. Moves it into neutral ice up to Quenville. Quenville with some room moving in onside. Quenville on the right side. Threw the puck behind the net. Nobody on the other end of that pass. As McArdle moved it out to Ward. Ward now to Gomez. On to Ward. In onside. Wrist shot blocked. Rebound shot put wide. Gomez gets his own rebound after the rebound shot. He stops at the left circle. Gives it off to Ward. Wrist shot. And a nice save by Arthur Bry. Right into his chest as he holds on. 9:33 left in this game. Dubuque with a 3-1 lead on the Tri-City Storm. Here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Jared Schaffern here with you for this new season of Storm Hockey. Can't wait to get things going. But the Storm trail, and now we see Johnny Raboski on the ice for the first time since sustaining an injury there. As I've just been informed, the attendance tonight, 2,186 at the Mystique Community Ice Center. Here in Dubuque for the opening game of the season. Off the faceoff, a chance in front. No clear-cut shot for the Storm. Glukowski had it at the point, trying to bat it back into the zone as the puck was in the air. And now it comes out to Smatula. Smatula trying to make a play. Nice job by Raboski, who's back in there, taking him off the puck. Raboski lost his stick, but the Storm come away with the puck in the corner. And it's batted out to neutral ice. Ford gets it almost stolen away by Bonner in his own zone. Bonner, a nice job on the forecheck. Storm being aggressive here, down two goals with 8:55 left in this game. McArdle comes in and tries to keep it in, but Carlson comes away with it. Carlson to Fossen. Fossen onside. Chance in front of the tip. And Stevens tipped it just wide of the net. Fry wasn't over there in time, but it went wide. Out of the zone now. The puck goes back into neutral ice for Fossen. Fossen gets to the red line, dumps it in to the Storm side of play. As Maller played it off a Dubuque stick back into their own zone. McKenzie over to Stevens. They clear their zone and neutralize a bouncing puck picked up by Cutler Martin. Martin makes a couple moves, dumps it in deep. Bry out of his net. Bry slows it down, plays into McKenzie, and then up to Gambrill trying to get out of the zone. Lidas keeps it in with a quick wrist shot, and the save is made by Bry. He holds on with 8:10 left in this game. Storm go for the line change. Down two goals. 3-1 game here in the third. The only goal for the Storm tonight. Scored by Trevor Moore. First one of the season for the Storm. Gomez with one of the assists on that goal on a nice pass and a 2-on-1. I believe Halish got it. Credit for the second assist. Check the official score sheet later. On that goal, faceoff won by Dubuque in their own zone. Downing clears it around the boards, and Privatera does the rest of the job getting to it. But all the way down the ice it went, and Cutler Martin wins the race. It's an icing on Dubuque. No change can be made. 8:01 left in this game. Dubuque leading. 3-1 on top of the Tri-City Storm. Two goals for Mike Smatula, one more for Stevens. Has been more than the Storm can handle thus far. Like I said, last time these two teams played, it was never more than a one-goal game. And a quick shot off the faceoff from Gomez. Held on to by Bry. And we get a stoppage just 2 seconds off the clock there. 7:59 left on the clock. Gomez with a good look off the draw from Ward. Ward's going to face off against Sooth in this one to the left of Bry. Puck drops. Wins it again to Gomez. Quick wrist shot blocked. Rebound shot. Never got a good piece of it. Banked off the boards and into neutral ice by the Dubuque team. Maller retreats in his own zone. Pass to Gomez. Gomez, cross-ice pass, stolen away by Quenneville. Quenneville in onside. Now he loses it into the corner. Quenneville, long cross-ice pass to Bogey. Quick shot. Fry makes the save. Bogey with a quick wrister from the point. Fry able to make the save and hold on. 7:37 left here in the period. Storm and Dubuque Fighting Saints. Storm trail two goals. It's 3-1. They've come back a little bit, the shots on goal. 26-15 is the total. And it reflects how this game has gone. Dubuque in the better team. They win the faceoff, get it back to McKenzie. McKenzie down low. Carlson there. Now down low, chance in front. The cross-ice pass. Didn't have anyone on the other end of it from Fossen. Dubuque still fighting here. The puck's behind the Storm net. 7:20 left in the game. Lukowski. Outlet pass to Eastman. Try the breakout. Long ice pass for Johnny Roboski. Couldn't catch up to it. Back into the Storm zone. Lesperance to Lukowski. And now to Berger. Berger to Eastman. Try to get it back to Berger. And it's cleared out of the zone after pass was too far ahead of Berger. McArdle comes away. McArdle to Roboski in his own zone. Roboski on the near side wall. Up in neutral ice to Eastman. Eastman, cross-ice pass to Lesperance. Deflects it into the zone onside. Storm change off of off Berger. Freshy gets to the puck, dumps it all the way down the ice. Icing waved off as it was a slow roller. McArdle goes down behind his own net. Lost the puck. DiChiara over to Stevens. McArdle back in the game, goes right after Stevens. And now it's taken down by Eastman. Fans want a call, nothing coming. Physical play here with under 7 minutes left in this game. Storm down two, and there McArdle comes in, and that's going to be a penalty on McArdle. Dubuque player was trying to pick up the puck, and now some fisticuffs after the whistle, after that hit by McArdle, kind of the extra hit referees were letting him play, and he came in late, and now a couple players jarring in the far corner. Stevens is in there. Eastman's in there. Referee's trying to get in and separate it. Carlson's in there. They're taking DiChiara out of it. And now a helmet is off. Now you can't fight without the helmet off, she'll be ejected. And there's a few players jarring. Looks like McArdle's helmet came off. 6:21 left in this game. Storm are down 3-1 to Dubuque. And we got a penalty coming up to Josh McArdle. McArdle with the helmet still off, still having words with Carlson. He's not happy as he gets shoved into the box. Carlson also into the box. We'll see what happens if these penalties will offset or not as they bring the helmet over to McArdle. Both Sooth and Brian Ward, no captain yet for the Storm, but Ward, one of the veteran leaders on this team, talking to the officials. Storm, no letters at all. No assistant captains, no captains. And we'll try to get a word from head coach Josh Howji about when he thinks he might make the decision, why he hasn't made the decision. We'll give you that tomorrow in the Applebee's Coach's Corner before the game with the Chicago Steel. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. on that one's going to be on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR in Kearney. Right here, you're tuned into the Breeze, 94.5. Storm Hockey trailing 3-1. Jared Schaffern with you for all the action here from the Mystique Community Ice Center. A discussion here as the referees want the players on the ice. They say, let's go. Let's get this thing going. We got McArdle and Carlson in the box. The initial penalty was coming on McArdle. A lot of stuff after the whistle. A lot of words said there between the two teams. Carlson ends up in the box. We'll see what the penalties are when they announce them. And they'll be offsetting penalties 5-on-5 here. McArdle gets a boarding call. And Carlson will get a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. So both players in the box for a few minutes. Here and now it's Trevor Moore with the puck. 5-on-5, 6 minutes even left to go. Gomez with the puck on the left circle. Off the wall, over to Cutler Martin on the left point. Martin back to Gomez, looking for some room in the slot. lost the puck, picked up by Ward. Ward lost the stick out of his hands, and it was collected by Quenneville and put into neutral ice. Hrabowski had it, fell down, but nobody near him, and he moves the puck to Martin. Martin, long cross-ice pass. Gomez has got it. Gomez back to Hrabowski. Hrabowski with some room, the neutral ice. Moved it up, and now it's into the Dubuque zone, all the way down deep. Bonner tried to put a hit on McKenzie, didn't get too much on that hit. And now it's Ford. He takes a hit from Lappin. Lappin had a tag up there before Vecchione brought it in onside. Vecchione with a shot goes wide. Rebound kept in for a second by Glukowski. Now pops out to Fossen. Fossen on the one-on-one. Nice play by Cecere. Fossen goes after him, takes him down. No call coming. Cecere held his own on defense that time. And now he picks up the puck in neutral ice. Cecere with some speed. Moves it in. Now left it off for Lappin. And he couldn't go too far with that one. Cecere got hit. And now the Storm have it. Lappin couldn't get it in deep. Here comes DiChiara. DiChiara in onside. Cross-ice pass. Freshie with a wrist shot. Just goes high. I think Fry might have got it with his helmet. As now we see Maller down low. Maller tried to play it over to Vecchione. Freshie has it. 4:25 left in the game. Storm down 3-1 to Dubuque. With the puck in their own zone, the Storm trying to get something going here before it's too late. Bonner with it behind the net, overskated it. DiChiara had a chance. Now it's Freshie. And Dubuque content to kill some clock here, up 2 goals, 4 minutes left in the game. Finally, the Storm get possession. It's Maller over to Vecchione. Dangerous pass in front of the bench as the Storm were trying to change. Picked up by Dubuque. Now Quenneville in onside. Hrabowski down low. Big hit there on Privatera. And out comes the Storm. Puck went just under the stick of Heikki Lides. Couldn't get control of it to start the rush the other way. Dubuque brings it back in offside. Get a stoppage with 3:46 left in this game. 3-1. Dubuque leading. The Storm, the opening game of this year's season in the USHL. All the games for you this season on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in for this one. Tomorrow night, once again, with the Chicago Steel on 98.9 Classic Hits KKPR. Face-off won by the Storm in their own zone. Cecere banks it off the wall. It was too far ahead of Gomez, though. Went back to Dubuque. They kept it in the zone. 3:35 left in this game. Only goal of the third period has been Mike Smatula with his second of the game. Cecere moved it in onside. Ward fighting for it there with Benning. Down low in the far side corner now. Picked up by Dubuque and out of the zone. Gomez tried to keep it in to no avail. Storm tag up. And now Dubuque pick it back up in their own zone. Benning take the pass. Now neutral ice off the wall past Ward. Leaves it for Glukowski. Glukowski going the other way to Gomez. As Dubuque was on a line change, Gomez tried to find Ward. Couldn't connect on the pass. Dubuque picked it up out of the zone. Back into the Dubuque zone is McKenzie with the puck for the Saints. Now Benning up to Freshie, and they start the other way. Freshie in onside. Hassled by Hrabowski down low to Stevens. Stevens trying to get a pass in front, stolen by Hrabowski. 2:45 left in this game. Moore in neutral ice as the Storm making a change. Gets into the zone, not deep. Goes off on a change himself. Pass from Taylor ahead of his man all the way down. No icing. Fry has to play it himself over to Lappin. Lappin in neutral ice. Gets taken down. No call coming. 2:20 left in this game. Cutler Martin in onside. Martin wrist shot. Gets blocked. Bonner down low trying to fight for it. Takes his man down. No penalty. Back up to Martin. Shot deflected wide. Vecchione now behind the net. Vecchione trying to fight to get free of Sooth. He was held up there. Privatera plays it. Still on the far side wall now in Dubuque zone. Puck gets hit back down behind the net, off the wall, all the way down. Storm have pulled their goalie. It gets a bounce, and it goes in. The bounce off the backboards. It would have been an icing. It bounces off the near side boards, and it goes in. Dubuque gets the empty net goal. The Storm tried to pull Fry with just under 2 minutes left to go. And a lucky bounce. That kind of sums up the way things have gone here tonight. Dubuque getting some bounces, and they get the empty net goal now with a 4-1 lead. And referees now discussing something. Haven't put the goal on the board yet. Mike Downing is discussing this with the officials. And it looks like they're going to count it. Faceoff is at center ice. I don't know why they wouldn't count it, but there's definitely a discussion. Now it's on the board. It's a good goal. Storm have six players on the ice and the goaltender. Can't do that. So, assistant coach, and Vecchione goes to the penalty box. Josh Howji, Lenny Hoffman, assistant coach, not happy here with what the call was there. After they bring two players into the box, they bring in Downing and they bring in Vecchione. And so the players are 5-on-5, but a 4-1 lead for Dubuque. They're in control of this game with under 2 minutes to go. We got a stoppage for a hand pass on Dubuque. And to be honest, I didn't see, I'm not sure who actually scored that goal for Dubuque, because they threw the puck from behind the net. It went all the way around the boards, all the way out of the zone, off the boards in neutral ice, and then all the way down into the empty net. No Storm players there, as they had pulled the goaltender. And so we'll see who they give that goal to from Dubuque. Might be Downing. He was on the ice. As Glukowski gets hit as he tries to move it into the zone. And they actually give the goal to Matt Benning. Benning's first goal of the season here in the opener. Dubuque leading 4-1. It's an unassisted goal. And now the Storm bring the puck into the Dubuque zone. 1 minute left to go in this game. It's puck on the stick of John Stevens. He gets it over to Freshy. Freshy with under a minute left to go. In onside. Takes a backhanded shot. Fry makes a save. Rebound. Fry hops on top. Man to make a second save there. After he let up that rebound. 50.7 seconds left in this game. The Storm will drop to 0-1 on the season. They have not announced the two penalties to Vecchione and Downing. I'm not sure what they were actually whistled for, but they were offsetting as the teams are still 5-on-5. As faceoff won by Dubuque. In the far corner, chance in front. They threw it there, and now it's batted out of the zone by the Storm. 40 seconds left in the game. Puck's dumped in deep. Picked up by Cutler Martin. Over to Garrett Cecier. Cecier in a neutral ice. Cecier banks it off the boards. Down to Boji. To Quenneville. Quenneville, pass broken up. Over to Moore. Moore to Eastman. Eastman back to Moore now. In onside. 20 seconds left in this game. Moore in the corner. Shot by Maller. They're announcing the offsetting penalties here with 10 seconds left to go. We'll get it to you in the postgame show as there's just 5 seconds left, and that'll do it. Battle for the puck in the zone. Time runs out, and the Dubuque Fighting Saints get their first win of the new season. The Storm dropped to 0-1. A 4-1 loss here at the Mesquite Community Ice Center. A couple bounces didn't go their way, and the Storm will take that defeat, try to forget about it. And they'll be in Chicago tomorrow to face the Steel. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the postgame show for your game recap, the new West 3 Stars of the night, the Dent Popper Grinder of the night, and a postgame interview with a member of the Storm. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Boss Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
What does total freedom feel like to you? The open road? The wind in your hair? Or relaxing on the beach with no worries in sight? At Vero, we've taken a different approach to freedom. Introducing Vero To Go, the best coverage at the best price with no contract required. Vero To Go offers unlimited talk and text for $35 a month, and unlimited data is only $10 more. And the best part? Your bill drops after just 3 months of use. Welcome to Vero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Visit Vero.com for details.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Tri-City Store invites you to join the chase for affordable family fun.
Be at the home opener
on Friday, October 5th versus the Sioux City Musketeers. It's the first ever Free Kids Friday. Plus, the first 500 kids get a free Storm jersey.
That's right.
Free Storm jersey. It's also Barn Party Night with hay rack rides, free s'mores, drink specials,
and so much more.
It's sure to be a legendary home opener for the Tri-City Store. Get your tickets now by calling 338-8011. That's 338-8011. Or visit stormhockey.com. On Friday, October 5th, Storm Hockey is back. Presented by Vieira.
The Breeze 94.5.
Dubuque on top of the Storm, 4-1. The final score here from the Mystique Community Ice Center in Dubuque, Iowa. The Storm suffer their first loss of the young season. 4-1 was the final here in the postgame show here tonight on the Breeze 94.5. KLIQ, Jared Chaffron with you. Wrap things up here, and we'll go over a game recap. As Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And the first period, not too much action. Both teams had a couple good chances at the net. Christian Fry made some good saves for Northeastern, kept them scoreless. Arthur Bry, good saves for Dubuque on the other end. And it was scoreless after one period of play. In the second period, we saw all the action right away. First 3 minutes of the game, of the second period, saw three goals. First one went to John Stevens. And John Stevens, with a nice goal, put Dubuque up 1-0. Then we saw a goal right back less than a minute later. Number 8, Trevor Moore. The first and only goal of the night for the Storm. And the only goal on the season for the Storm. Moore gets it from Gomez in that goal. And then we see another goal right back the other way. All the first 3 minutes of the period, Mike Smatula, who was the big star of the night here, gets that goal. The Saints were ahead 2-1. They never looked back from there. Smatula on a rebound in front of Fry, put it in between the legs of Christian Fry into the net, making it 2-1 in the second period. And then also there was another chance for Dubuque, a whole bunch of them. DiChiara had a couple breakaway opportunities that Fry saved. And DiChiara, then Privatera had a breakaway opportunity, was taken down. They call a penalty shot. Fry saved that penalty shot, kept the Storm in there 2-1. Storm came out in the third period. They looked good, had a couple chances, down 2-1, and couldn't put the puck in the net. They had a couple good looks. They got a power play opportunity on the Century 21 power play. And a puck bounces over the stick of Garrett Cecere. Who's there to find it? Mike Smatula, in by himself on a breakaway. And he didn't miss, right in front of Christian Fry. Buried a wrist shot in the left bottom left corner of the net. And made it 3-1 Dubuque. So Smatula with two goals in the game. Great job from him. Big goal to put them up 3-1. And then the final goal was an empty netter. Tri-City trying to do everything they could to get back in the game. Pulled goaltender Christian Fry about 2 minutes left. Bad bounce off the boards. Rolls right in. Give the goal to Matt Benning. And it's time to look at the New West three stars of the night presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Three stars in this game, all three of them, for Dubuque. Third star was the goaltender for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. That would be Arthur Bry. He did a great job here tonight. Bry made some good saves. He was in the game. A very solid performance from him for Dubuque here tonight and got them the win. That was pretty solid for Dubuque. Second star, John Stevens. Scored the first goal of the game for Dubuque. The Northeastern commit did well and had the puck a lot, was on the ice a lot. Nice 6'2", 180-pound center they got on their third line. And John Stevens, he's the second star of the game. And the first star of the game, Mike Smatula. Two goals, including the game winner and a sealer in the third period. A very good game for Mike Smatula. He is the first star of the game. The Dent Popper Grinder of the Night here for the Storm. As the Grinder of the Night presented by Dent Popper. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, that Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Dent Popper Grinder of the Night tonight, I'm going to give it a number 6, Cutler Martin. The defenseman here for the Storm had a good game. Won a lot of battles in the corner. Was very visible on the point, the power play, and the penalty kill. Did a good job all game. In his first game as a member of the Storm, going to give it to Cutler Martin out of East Lansing, Michigan. 1994 birth year, 6'1", 205-pound defenseman. Played with Dylan Mallard today, looked good. And he won a lot of battles in the boards. We're going to give him the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. We're going to take a quick break here on the post-game show on The Breeze. And then we are going to get an interview with our head coach, Josh Howgie, talk about how this game went. Storm, drop it 4-1 to the Dubuque Fighting Saints. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
I'm sitting at midcourt, and the last time around, the wave took out half of my Coke, and it's coming again.
The wave is coming.
We, the fans, must stop this wave and protect our Coke. It's still coming. Cheerleaders, fire the t-shirt guns. Buzzer guy, distract them with buzzing. Wolf, howl. Hold on! Looks like we did it. Nice job, everybody.
Coca-Cola, open happiness.
For the power play.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of gatherings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right of the Kearney exit next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today, 308-234-2541.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Mystique Community Ice Center here where the Tri-City Storm suffer a 4-1 loss at the hands of the Dubuque Fighting Saints. We're here for the Applebee's Coach's Corner post-game report, and I'm here with head coach Josh Howgie. Coach, tough one here tonight. Obviously, you know, a couple big goals in the second period. Momentum shifting all over the place. Any general statements here about how your team played tonight?
You know, we got what we deserved today. We deserved to lose. We weren't
we weren't sharp. We weren't very good. Pucks were bouncing all over. Christian played well, kept us in the game. Disappointing first game, but, you know, our veterans early in the season have to lead. They have to show these young guys how to win. And to be quite honest, they did a bad job. And, you know, that starts with us as a staff showing those veterans how to lead and then them showing. So, you know what, I'll take full responsibility. The loss goes right on us. Well, we get a full chance to bounce back tomorrow and get it back.
Talk about Christian Fry in net here. You went with him here tonight, and you mentioned not necessarily his fault. Couple second chance opportunities, couple breakaway opportunities, especially the third goal that they scored there on a chance after a puck bounced over a defenseman's stick. Just talk about what you saw from him tonight.
Yeah, he kept us in the game. We were not very good. I mean, it was like I said before. I mean, it was not a good effort. Shouldn't knock the effort. Just the execution was very poor tonight. And I know the guys are always working hard and they want to win, but the execution was very poor. And you know, we played like a team that was playing their first road game of the year in a hostile environment. And you know, he gave us a chance to win. We just didn't produce for him.
Any encouraging performances that you were able to see for maybe some young guys today?
Garrett Cecier was outstanding. I thought he did a great job for us breaking pucks out. You know, we lost John Hrabowski for about a good 15 minutes of the game, and we only had 5D, and Garrett was very good. So he would be the biggest bright spot, you know, for us as a staff. I think, you know, the other younger guys made some nice plays, but at the same point, like I said, early in the season, your veterans have to be the guys to win for you. And, you know, besides, you know, maybe Christian, I thought it was a disappointing effort by our veterans.
Looking ahead to tomorrow night's game, quick turnaround. Tomorrow night in Chicago, what are you looking for? What changes are you looking for before tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, just us to really step up and you know, take ownership of this team as a, you know, a group. And, you know, I the great thing about it is we get to bounce right back. I mean, this is one you don't want to sit and wait on because it'd be painful to wait a week to have to play another game. So we're lucky to have one right now. And you know, we'll get ready, get on the bus, get to Chicago as quick as possible, get some sleep, and then get after it tomorrow.
All right, head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie. Josh, thanks for taking the time to join us, and we'll talk to you before tomorrow's game.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, head coach for the Storm, Josh Howgie, after a 4-1 loss to Dubuque here at the Mystique Ice Community Center here in Dubuque, Iowa. Quick, another check at the out-of-town scoreboard here. And unfortunately, my out-of-town scoreboard, not all the games updating correctly, but we will have some finals for you that I know are final. Team USA on top of Des Moines, 6-1. That was a final. Youngstown on top of Omaha, 5-3. That game went final. Waterloo, I still have showing 2-1 over Green Bay. That should be a final. Lincoln was up 2-1 over Sioux Falls. That should be a final. Indiana and Chicago don't have much, but I do know that Fargo knocked off Sioux City 3-2 in overtime. And that's a win for Fargo, a big win for them at home over Sioux City. Stanislav Zakov with a big winner in overtime for Fargo here. That was your Midway check of the out-of-town scoreboard in the USHL. Midway, think hassle-free, think Midway, thinkmidway.com. And so wrapping things up here, once again, Storm drop it 4-1 to the Dubuque Fighting Saints, the first game of the 2012-2013 season in the books. Couple big goals for Dubuque players. The one goal for the Tri-City Storm, Trevor Moore, first of the season and hopefully not the last, as we expect he's one of the veterans for the Storm who will probably be leading them all season, and we expect to see a lot from him. Thanks for listening to me here tonight on The Breeze 98.4.5. Give a special shout-out to Brad back in studio for helping me get on air, helping me with equipment, helping me with some promo spots that we had to get done, and really came through for us here. So thank you very much, Brad, back in studio in Hastings. Also want to thank everybody at the Storm for giving me the opportunity here to be on air this season. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good season. 64 big games here for the Storm. Get the home opener coming on Friday. Want to thank everybody at the Mystique Community Ice Center. Thank everybody from Dubuque for getting me on air, giving me a nice place to broadcast, and especially to Zach Fish, who helped me all out. He's the broadcaster over there with Dubuque. Worked with him in the preseason, and he was very accommodating for me. We'll be back tomorrow night when the Storm will take on Chicago Steel. Puck drops at 7 o'clock for that one. Should be on air around 6:40. Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR in Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and all of Storm Nation. We'll see you tomorrow, Storm fans. Final score here tonight, 4-1 win for Dubuque. Storm take the loss. They'll look to bounce back tomorrow in Chicago. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great night.
You've been listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Storm Hockey is brought to you by the following Storm fans: Viero Wireless, Central Hydraulics, Nebraska Lottery, Complete Nutrition, Burger King, Statler Implement, Best Western, Dent Popper, Bud Light, the Midway Auto Group, Coca-Cola, New West Sports Medicine, Valentino's Pizza, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Join us again next time on The Breeze 94.5, KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. The proceeding has been a presentation of the Tri-City Storm.